It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
I take vitamins and that's it. I don't shit. I'm just washing my hands because I have vitamins on me. Goodbye.
Matt.
Why don't you just shake like a leaf and get out of here?
Steve.
If the dude is gonna fucking fuck me in the ass, it's not gonna be 75, right?
And Dawn.
Tell it like it's like the communist. Tell it like communism. Slowly and softly.
What?
Well, that's how it got out, baby.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go!
I hated the Colonel with his wee, beady eyes! And that smug look on his face. Oh, you're gonna buy my chicken. Oh!
You just cuddled the devil, that's right.
You think I'm some sloppy wet pussy for you to fuck? Is that what you think? You think I'm some sloppy wet pussy for you to fuck?
Inconceivable!
Dingle dongle, dingle dongle, someone's calling you. Kool-Aid.
Hey, where are the white women at?
I am sick to death of trying to please you, you fucking kite!
Yeah, that means turn the mics on.
I saw it.
Yeah. She opened it right with a kike.
You can never please him, huh?
And who's opening
never.
The show?
I can never do it.
She's having so much fun.
That was loud.
Nah, that's cool.
Loud.
Playing the sound, and I do the old cue, like, to her, and she looks at me like a deer and just goes, huh?
Huh?
What's that mean? What could that possibly mean?
What you fucking talking about?
What the hell's going on?
Well, what did it mean then, Dad?
What's on me?
That means...
You fucking quiet.
Turn the mic on.
That means wrap it up.
And I turned the mics on.
Yeah, but you were like, huh? You had like a little panic in you.
You motherfucking
hesitation.
Quiet.
She'll get it. Carly is working the board. We are the Aristocrats.
Yeah.
You can turn that music down a little bit.
Just a tin.
Yeah, we got to talk over that. I'm Derek. With me as always is Matthew.
Yes.
We got Steve number two.
What?
I need a sloppy wet pussy.
Wow. For you to fuck. Mailman Vaughn is here.
Oh, wow. I actually got put in third.
Horn Lauren is here.
Nice. You're
yes,
lower than
hello.
Me.
And as I said, Carly's running the board.
Hey, people.
On the wheels of steel, Carly, baby. Yeah.
Steeler's wheel.
Carly,
baby. Stuck in the middle.
And that freaking mic, and that webcam is straight on my big ass.
That's how she got out, baby.
It is
it's kind
big.
Of a wide angle.
The wide shot.
Yeah.
It's letterboxed.
Can you see me?
No, I hope not. We fucking
I think
get...
the table's in the way.
It's on your big ass and your
are you using your mic stand?
Hey, not are you, you talking about me?
No.
No,
oh.
We have a rare occurrence. Vendo is in the chat room.
Oh, good.
Why don't you give out the number?
Fucking bathrobe. The number is 732-977.
917.
Oh, 917.
Retard.
0456.
732. Are we giving the right number?
732-917-0456.
Giving out Steve number one cell phone number again.
And if you're not sure, it should be in your Winamp player if you're using Winamp.
Yeah, that fat douche isn't here.
If you're not using Winamp... Why are you on the internet?
732-403-3, what is it?
I don't know. We're giving away too many numbers.
Whoops.
That fat douche is in
this
here,
is
by
our
the way.
First our first show after the Conti and Kenny
explosion.
I'm
invasion.
Call it a debacle.
What are you talking about?
Well,
good.
No, it was a great show. They were spot on. They were fantastic. I was very excited to have them. They did wonderful. They mm-hmm. killed on the show. But I must say, and I hope Matt agrees with me here, mm-hmm. and I'm not the only one.
I agree already.
I was a tad embarrassed by
point at me, you hoe bag.
By two members of the show in particular.
Me and Derek.
Now,
Steve number two?
It might be me and Derek. I'm not gonna say who, but it was Vaughn and Steve.
Lauren being a hoe bag and
I'm
Steve
not gonna
being
name
drunk.
Names, but the,
I was not
the
being
initials
a hoe
are
bag.
Vaughn and Steve.
Wait, wait.
Let's
what
say
was...
V. Kohlmeyer. No. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Wow.
Vaughn K.
You're an asshole.
Oh, please,
it
like we haven't said
K?
Your.
No, you haven't said
please,
my last name.
Like your name isn't on the hook for your mail slot.
I know.
Work,
on, your MySpace,
on your MySpace page.
No, you're right.
Vaughn is insanely red right now.
Oh, Craig called you Vaughn Bormeyer one time.
Yeah. Drewmeyer.
Drewmeyer. Yeah.
Fat Meyer. And I
are
think
we overmodulating?
Yes.
Are we?
You're fine.
No, I think we're all right.
You're not hitting the red.
You're overfatulating.
Vaughn's mouth is a quagmire. And I think Steve's MySpace link is just his name, his full name.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Whatever. Steve number two over here gave out his full name 2 weeks ago.
And his full name and his number. But I think it's myspace.com/Steve Drill.
Anyway.
He ain't here to defend himself. He's at a dick sucking contest.
Steve number one is
He's been
not
through
here.
15 rounds and a gallon and a half of jizz, and
wow.
He's still in it.
Gallon and a half.
Here's the thing.
What?
When we have people here that aren't normally on the show, Vaughn turns into a little kid.
What did I do?
Now, I was at a family function, one of Carly's family functions recently, and there was a little kid there. Let's just call him JoJo. And he was very excited because there was a lot of people in one place, and he was jumping around and pressing his face against windows and jumping on the floor. When people are in studio that aren't normally, Vaughn turns into like a kind of a cursing JoJo.
He becomes ADHD.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
You were like, I don't know. You were like super, you were like a little kid.
He becomes VKHD.
And now Steve's problem, he doesn't do that, but.
He gets drunk.
Steve drank, within an hour, he drank that whole thing of rum.
He did.
So he was blasted. By the time we came back from first break,
the whole thing
blasted.
Of rum and two beers.
And two beers.
This
so,
is true. Yeah.
I mean, he was passed out before the end of the show. Mm-hmm. So he was just a complete nuisance in my eyes.
Yeah.
And I would say an embarrassment to the show.
Oh, like anything different. He always gets drunk every time he's here.
Not only the show, no.
Wait
on
a
break
second.
On break as well, it was
no.
pretty bad.
He was bad. He was bad Thursday. He's never that. Usually he's passed out drunk when we're at White Castle after the show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fine. Not after the first break.
It wasn't that bad.
He wasn't passed out. He was pretty much, him and Vaughn were fighting.
And you guys were just going at each other.
We're always fighting with each other.
No, like physically fighting.
Yeah.
And Vaughn's like showing his balls to our, you know, if
you
show balls to us, fine. We're all friends here.
I had to. It's not, you can't describe it.
But we had company.
You can't describe it. All right,
listen. Do I have to ban you from the studio this Thursday?
Yes. Everybody on chat has seen my balls at least four times.
I know that. It's different.
They're
in
also hundreds of miles away from you.
Yeah.
And everybody on chat
can turn that off.
You've never seen your own balls.
Oh, because I'm enormous. I forgot.
I'm enormous.
How could you forget?
I'm enormous.
Where are you going?
Whoa.
Oh, so,
sorry.
That's a lot of noise.
What the fuck did I do? I didn't do anything else. For some odd reason, you guys had the tendency
Matt,
of talking about me for,
Derek
fucking,
is, Derek
for the
is
first
correct.
Hour, you scumbag.
Hey. Derek even curtailed his farting on the show on Thursday.
I did.
So which amazed me. I just found that out 5 minutes ago.
What
that
a fucking
me.
Homo. He had to hold his fart
the
back.
The second you got here, you turned into a little kid, though.
You a fuck.
You want to just like that?
It's either the show is what it is.
Just be yourself.
That's not
I
how
was
you
being
were.
Myself.
You were not.
You're fucking holding back flatulence. Once they walked out the door, it's like fucking the like a geyser went off.
Yes,
like it was a 2 minute fart right when they walked
all right,
out.
Listen to me. First of all, I was farting on the show.
No, you.
I was.
You
I just didn't do it
out.
On mic.
Oh, we didn't do it on mic.
No, because the show was filled with chatter.
It was.
There were a lot of people. On
I seriously
mic,
got off mic after the first hour.
Yeah.
After we did the break, I got off mic. I was off mic for the rest of the second half hour.
Basically.
Yeah, but not only...
Because you got plenty in the first hour.
So I was done. I got off. What the fuck?
You had a quota. You had your little clipboard, and you're like, okay, all right.
I spoke for 42
minutes.
No, but
the thing
first...
is, the, listen, 57 minutes
shut
of
up.
The show, I think...
shut up. The first,
I'm done for the night. I'm going to shut
up.
It
up.
Wow.
The thing is, I didn't start the whole thing about talking to the people I've actually had sex with. Who started that?
Wow.
Derek did. It wasn't me.
What?
We had to recap
what?
Every
what
freaking stupid story
about?
That I had.
When did this
I'm
happen?
Talking about that.
Well, no, because...
It did kind of happen.
It did kind of happen, scumbags.
What?
Wow.
Even me?
Me? I wasn't even
you.
Here.
Carly, listen, you
yeah.
little
not
fucking
you
scumbag.
Even you, Carly. You fuck.
The two that I like. Steve number two, Carly, you're fine.
What about
Steve
Lola?
Number two?
He's not here on Thursday. That can't
wow.
Happen.
He doesn't like me on Tuesdays. Thursdays, he's cool.
Oh, okay.
Because you're not here. And when you're not here anymore
we,
after next
we recap
week,
because they were interested in you. Yeah. And so we recap the person that is Vaughn.
Mm-hmm.
But you were acting like a small child.
And then I walked out.
A large child.
Go fuck yourself. What the fuck? Large body. The two of you sitting here what? Drooling on their cocks.
Who? Who's the two of you?
You yeah. two homos. That's,
what are you talking
exactly.
about?
Fucking Matt barely talked.
I didn't speak
I barely
at all.
Said a word on the show. Matt I let
like,
them talk.
Matt got like three lines in.
Mm-hmm.
And all I tried to do was to keep it going.
They were on the show, and it was for them.
Yeah.
Not for me.
Well,
to go.
Not that they yeah. not that they need to.
No.
No, not like they needed to.
But it was just cool for us. Yeah, I just wanted to bring that up. And I knew you'd get pissed off, so I figured it'd make for good radio.
Yeah, great.
I just hope this Thursday is a bit
I'm
different.
Fucking not coming in.
Yes, you
I'll
are.
Stay
Shut
home.
Up.
No, fuck it.
You're Christine going to be able to stay away from
Christine is giving
bombs.
A report on you. Her bombs.
She's get what?
She's bringing back a report to everybody on you.
Fuck that. I'm not
no one's really
in.
Met you. They don't know. You're an enigma.
I'm not coming in then. Fuck that.
Yes, you are.
No,
shut
I want
up.
You guys. Vaughn, to, I want you guys to have a decent show. Let Lauren talk for 4
Vaughn,
hours.
Vaughn, there is no show on Thursday. Shit. We'll meet you at Fridays at 9.
Because I lost
that. Reminds mind. Me of like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
When I was here for that Thursday show.
Mm-hmm.
Is that going to be our last Thursday or I don't know. I haven't talked to Chris.
Well, you got to let us know.
Are we going to get rid of Thursdays now?
I think I want to.
Yeah.
Yeah. But are we still going to do, are we going to, well, I don't know.
We're going to do Sundays,
Sundays.
Ooh.
But has everybody kind of gotten situated with their jobs and stuff like that?
I don't know.
Certain
I really don't care.
Well, all I have to do is tell them I have to be up by like
I don't know if I'm supposed to be talking about this or not.
Okay.
Let's like not. It's some big corporation thing.
Well, we're changing our own schedule pretty much.
I don't have to change any schedule. I don't have any work.
No.
Yay, Steve will be here.
Great.
I'll just go.
You can be on for the first half hour that I might not be here, depending on what time it starts.
Oh, great.
Oh, nice.
Thanks.
Tag team.
Yeah. Hopefully I can get my quota in.
Mm-hmm. Like the old days, tag teams.
Pack it up, pack it in.
Toucher says, run with this, you idiots. No Vaughn equals great show.
Yeah.
Oh, he's back to that.
We pray
it.
For moments like these.
Wow. And he probably wouldn't even listen to the show anymore.
Probably not.
Matt, if we tag team the show, you could take the falls like usual.
That's true.
Yeah, he's weird. He's sitting on, what is he, not
wow. No, you
yet?
Took one.
And Vendo says, I may have never met Vaughn, but I'd probably rather date him than Lauren.
Wow.
Nice. Thank
you. He's still on the whole Lauren thing.
He hits your guts. Awesome.
He likes men. Correct. Yes, you do.
Well, he doesn't like breasts. So.
Just because he doesn't like you know, women
like
with
Vaughn?
Halos in the back of their hands. I'm friggin'
But Heidi said that she would take you, Lauren.
It's true.
Who?
Heidi.
Well,
oh, hi, Heidi.
Chris ain't giving any. I like
you, too. That's why. Hey, Matt, you know why I always let you take the falls?
What is it?
I was always scared of taking finisher.
I know. I know. It's true.
I was like, I don't want to take that.
Wait, what the hell are you guys talking about?
Talk about tag team.
He said if we tag team on the show, then I could take the falls like I always did.
With their with their onesies on.
Wow. Singlets.
With their onesies on.
They're fucking.
Wow.
Wow.
That was funny.
Mm-hmm.
He got me there. I don't know
what
to say.
What can
I just really quick say happy birthday to my sister?
No.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, in the news.
So, at Red Lobster last week.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's right. All right, Lauren, say
go ahead.
Happy birthday to your dumb sister.
Yeah. And Matt's going to be all over tomorrow.
Is she listening, or is she going to download this in 5 weeks
listening.
When I put it up?
Leah, happy 16th birthday.
So, can I wish her happy birthday?
Yeah,
no, Matt.
Yeah, go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, sing it like Marilyn Monroe.
Matt's got
one,
you get her?
Matt's
shorts?
Got one candle for a blowout.
Wow.
One time.
Wow.
Damn.
One damn. Candle to blow out.
One camel toe for her to blow out.
Whoa.
Jesus.
Wow.
Can you wait until tomorrow?
You know,
well, not even. Can you wait until 2 years and 1 day from now?
Vaughn, I just did see a picture
you
of her
can,
sister.
So
and
I should
her
wait.
Sister is just an illegal version of Lauren.
Yeah,
pretty,
pretty
much.
Yeah.
So everything you say about her sister is about Lauren.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've said worse about Lauren. So I said it about
that's
her sister.
True.
Yes.
Matt, go ahead and say something.
What?
Please say.
Who cares?
You. This I love. I love that Carly's on the computer now.
Perfect.
It's awesome.
That's what I want. And I get it.
It's what I want.
I want.
So Matt, you can bother Carly about putting your little
what about
Japan
that?
In there.
Oh, who cares?
Japan.
I'll do it myself.
Cares? Oh, will you?
Oh, now he wants to do it himself.
Yeah. I'll do it myself. Can you give me the program?
No, I mean I'll just do the sounds myself.
Oh, okay.
Like I've been doing.
No, get
for the past.
Oh, wow.
Get the pro, get the sounds. Please.
What?
The sounds suck.
Oh, we're coming up on
what?
Are we coming up on 2 years?
Yeah.
October?
You're mm-hmm. coming up on 2 years.
I am, yeah.
Derek is.
We're coming up. We just passed a year with this crew.
I'll be unofficially 2 years in December.
That means I'm coming up on 2 years.
In February.
In like March.
Steve was on a broadcasted show before you, Matthew.
More than one.
Steve number two is better than Matthew.
I think those were better shows than we thought they were.
They were.
I think they were pretty. I never heard them because I never got. They were never posted.
I played you one.
Oh, they were posted. You just didn't have a computer.
I still don't.
Wow.
And that'll go on forever.
I'm going to get one in like a month, though.
Oh, really?
I figured it's about he's going to get a computer and an Xbox Xbox Live and a cable modem.
My wife has a job now.
Oh, shit, really?
How do you think I'm paying for this bitch?
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
For those of you, I know Heidi was here for the tattoo saga. And we, yes, he did have an ICP tattoo.
Yep.
Who?
I see who?
Do you want to get on the camera here and show him your neat little cover-up?
Do I have to?
Well, Steve, how did you used to pay for tattoos?
Blowjobs.
Yeah, I used to pimp out fucking Vaughn's mom.
Well, that would be normal then, wouldn't it?
I guess so.
All right, so he used to.
Every Tuesday.
He used to have a special method of paying for tattoos back in the day when he didn't have money.
Licking balls.
Whoops, that's the camera.
Right? The camera
this is just for people on the chat.
Yeah, in about 40 seconds, they'll know what we're talking about.
Is it too dark?
Yeah, it's too dark. That's right, whatever. It's covered up.
Steve, look out. Your cell phone's on the ground.
Whoops. Yeah. True. So, yeah. So, happy birthday. What's your name again?
You know it. You freaking memorized it. You can spell it backwards if you wanted to.
That's true.
You're obsessed.
With what?
With this day. Now you can sit there and actually hit on her without getting in trouble.
It's actually tomorrow.
Well, yeah. Tomorrow.
She's still, how old is she? 17?
16.
So
why are you wishing her happy birthday if her birthday's tomorrow?
I know.
I hate that fucking shit.
Me too.
We don't do a show on what's tomorrow, Wednesday.
Tomorrow birthday.
Let me do a long distance dedication.
What am I fucking Casey Kasem all of a sudden? Want me to play a fucking top 40 song for her?
Top 40.
No, I just thought Matt would enjoy knowing that her birthday's tomorrow. And in fact, when I did tell him, he already knew. So.
Well, 16 years old, told me. That's okay with a note from her parents.
That's true.
With her dad watching. It's
wow.
Carla looks like she's got something to say.
Go for it.
She just looks like she's itching to hit that board again.
So Matt went to
Red Lobster.
I got a little agita or something.
Heart attack?
I got some kind of vomit going.
Really?
Well, it's going to get worse in a second. Vomitous.
I think I was bit by a daddy long leg or something.
Mm. Probably.
Yeah, they're all over this fucking house.
Lots of them in here. Yeah, I got to get the vacuum out.
Yeah, for once. Funk.
Steve number one's brother's birthday was sometime last week, and we went to Red Lobster. I've never been to Red Lobster.
Wait, Larry
before.
Or Carl?
Larry.
He's big.
So anyway, yeah, he hits me with this like, oh, I don't know, like 4:30. He says he's going to come over, and then he's like, oh, shit, I forgot. It's my brother's birthday. We're going to Red Lobster. I'm like, okay, cool. All right, I'll see you later. Oh, well,
I'm
going
to go call a radio station
basically,
and have them say happy birthday.
Long distance.
So he's like, well, you know, you can come with us or whatever. I'm like, all right, cool, whatever. I haven't seen Larry in a while. So I go there, and there's a bunch of other family members there. And I knew going into Red Lobster what I was about to see. Red Lobster is one of those places that seems to attract people of a larger physical presence. Maybe average of like 300 pounds.
That's big.
Big people. Okay, so I kind of hoped to maybe see somebody 400 pounds.
Wow, 400.
I hoped to
four
see.
Bills.
Four bills.
Yeah.
Four okay, bills. I walked in. Within seconds, my wish came true.
Four bills.
There was a person who weighed in excess of 400 pounds.
Inconceivable!
Okay. Now, shortly after this, I'm walking towards the back of the place. There is a table of what I would just consider to be fat, gross nerds. Not the kind of fat, gross nerds that
the
we might be.
Oh.
Fatter, grosser,
whoa!
And nerdier.
So wait, when did they put mirrors up in this place?
I don't know. It's a new thing. So there's this dude, and I see him from the back, and I go, I know that greasy hair and 400-pound frame from
Steve.
Someplace. And as I walked around and looked at him, I realized that he sat in front of me in front of one of the times I saw Transformers recently.
How many times did you see that movie?
I saw him in Hazlitt, and then I saw him in Eatontown. That's about almost a half-hour difference in travel down a highway.
Hang on a second. So you don't know this person at all, though?
No.
Okay. Was it one of the times I was with you?
No.
Okay.
You have the most trivial memory.
It is. He's unmistakable.
Balding
he plopped himself in front of me. He I really don't think his ass was touching the seat in front of me. That's how big
into
he was.
The seat.
He was being held by the cup holders. Like his love handles were being held up by the cup holders.
Ew.
And I saw him. And I was kind of happy because I was like, all right, you know, I've seen the movie before and I'm going to get just sit back and really like see what I missed. You know, I don't really have to be, you know, I don't have to critique it as I'm watching it. So nobody's sitting in front of me for at least six rows. And of course, Big Fire crushes the seat in front of me. And his massive girlfriend was next to him, I assume, and his slightly less massive buddy. So then again, I see this fat guy at Red Lobster with everybody who was with him that time.
Wow.
Big. Okay.
He's
now,
fucking
people listening to the story might say, wow, that's pretty disgusting that you saw two people who weighed about a combined 750 pounds, approximately.
Combined Damn. Weight of 750 pounds.
Vaughn and Vaughn's testicle.
Wow.
Okay.
Vaughn and Righty.
Now,
actually, it's my left one.
The coup de grace, so to speak, was a man who, without fear of contradiction, weighed 700 pounds.
They'd have to cut
no
a
way.
Wall. Wait, no way. They'd
no
have
way.
To cut a wall out of the place to let him in.
Wait a second. I said without fear of contradiction. 7-0
Well, fuck you, I'm
no.
contradicting
zero.
It. They'd have to either have like an special back door
he
for him.
Weighed.
No way.
Or cut a wall out. There was no way in hell he got in there.
At least 700.
They must be locking him in at night then, because there's
I've
no way in
never,
hell he's ever left the place.
I've never seen someone this big before. I've met people in wrestling whom I know weighed 400 to 500 pounds.
Right.
They said it. This guy was noticeably bigger than any person I've ever seen in my entire life.
Was he mobile?
Yes.
Wow.
He was about
6'1"-ish.
No liar.
He was pretty tall for a fat guy, and he was twice as wide as the chair he was sitting in. Oh, and man. He was there with, I'm assuming, his wife and his mother-in-law, maybe, or maybe his mother. And they were sitting there for a while with no food in front of them, watching him eat crab legs.
Because he already ate all their
Because food. He was forming the crab leg nebula. This guy was gigantic. I'd never seen someone this fat before in my entire life. 700 pounds.
There's no way.
If he was an ounce.
And he was walking around.
He got up.
That's
his legs did not bend when he walked.
No,
he shuffled left to right.
They don't have
he
double wide
so
doors in that fucking place.
Fucking huge.
That makes
this
me
is
sad.
The same. This is the same kind of... Virtually the same kind of attack that I received when I told other people about this because they refused to believe it. How can you gauge something like that? That's what people say. I'm telling you, the guy was three times the size
of me.
I'm
not saying that
you thought
can't
the pumpkin at the Middletown Diner a few
pounds.
Years ago was 500 pounds.
Yeah,
it was
a
not
nuts.
A 500
How
pound
much
pumpkin.
Was it?
That pumpkin may have weighed 250, 300.
The pumpkin
me.
Was three,
500
was three times bigger around than me.
Listen to me.
It was flat on the ground.
But what?
Matt,
it was
a pumpkin.
There's no way in fucking hell a 700-pound guy got into that place.
I love like, this is... See, the thing is, the reason why you're responding like this is because you're actually angry at the fact that it's probably true.
No, it isn't. Because they'd have to have, like, a fucking, like, I don't know,
I'm telling
door.
You...
They'd have to have a garage door in an opening to get the guy in.
The guy
There's no
was
fucking
seven
way.
Bills.
How is it?
You're out of your cracked-head mind, you know?
I
Too
am
many
telling
fucking
you.
Face plants into a fucking mat for so many years is fucked
I
up your head.
I said to Steve, guess how much do you think that guy weighs? He
and
said
Steve
it.
Dolly went,
he goes, that guy's got to be at least 700 pounds. I said to his brother Larry, without Larry hearing us talk about it, see that guy over there in the green shirt?
No way.
How much do you think he weighs? He looked at him for 2 seconds. He goes, guy's got to be 700 pounds.
Less than me.
He's got to be like two of you.
Do you think he had the fat virus?
You know what I think he had? He just had a lot of food in his body.
He had the consumption virus.
Yeah, basically.
The fat virus.
The flesh-creating bacteria, as
a
web monster
shit,
Mike once referred to it.
There's no way someone that weighs that much could walk around, let alone get into Red Lobster and
didn't
sit down
No,
at
no, no,
table.
Back up. Back the truck up, woman.
700 pounds?
How much was that guy before his knees gave out on
I don't know.
Documentary?
Five-something.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Did this
no.
guy have oxygen or anything with him?
I didn't notice. He had like he just.
You would have noticed.
Where was he? What was he sitting in?
A regular chair that he overlapped.
No
he
way.
Was at least twice the width of the chair, and about I don't know, maybe his head was about 2 feet back from the table.
Mike. He's fucking huge.
His head was 2 feet back off his shoulders.
Basically.
Liar.
The guy was bigger than any person I've ever seen.
You didn't snap a picture.
We tried, but apparently he was bending light because we could not get a regular picture of him.
He's fucking Dracula. He's
pretty
fatula.
Much.
He's fatula.
It was just all like stray streaks of light all over. I'm not joking. Could not get a solid picture
Blobula.
Of him.
Globula. That's what he was.
Yeah. So, 700 pounds.
No way!
See,
you crazy fuck! No way!
I waited for him to get up because I wanted to see.
I can understand maybe a 400 pound, maybe 400 pound guy
Vaughn,
getting into there.
Vaughn, you're 300, 400, 500
Vaughn,
pounds. This
Shut
guy,
the fuck up, I am not.
This guy was at least 3 times
Dude,
the size of
you
me.
You live in like some weird parallel universe.
Matt,
you
I mean,
think,
Vaughn,
like,
how much do you weigh?
I weigh 260.
Liar.
There's no way that lesbian that we saw at the party was 500 pounds.
Oh my God, she was enormous.
She was not 500 pounds.
She was a blob
Neither
of
was
shit.
Pumpkin.
She was the
a 700 pound man.
Disgusting. You know,
would
you know,
take up that chair. Would take up that couch that Derek's sitting on right now, right? And still have hard problems sitting down because his ass would be fucking sitting over one of the damn.
There's no way the guy could sit in the chair that Steve is sitting in right now. No possible
there's
way.
There's no way in hell a guy who's 700 pounds could sit in one normal size seat
that's
without
true.
Having to take up three
no.
more.
He. That's the
700
thing.
700 pounds is big.
He was twice as wide. Like, if you looked at him from behind, you could see a quarter of his body on both sides of the chairs.
Listen, Matt, in your defense here, I think you're underestimating the actual weight of humans.
I know.
I mean, Vaughn's 260, right?
Yeah.
You said?
Yes, sir.
And double that is not that fucking ridiculous.
The guy was far more than twice the size.
And then all you
got to
do is fucking
far
pretty
more.
Much triple that.
He was about Vaughn's height and like over twice his size, probably closer to 3 times his size, which would be
no way
700 pounds.
What kind of did you watch him get into a vehicle and leave?
I wanted to. I figured he drove like a hollowed out bus or something.
Was there a flatbed sitting?
Yeah,
in
he just
the
rolled
into
the back of a flatbed.
Yeah, basically, that was another possibility. But I've never seen anybody this big. That's why I was so shocked. And it was like overkill. Usually I see some, like I saw somebody we talked about at China Buffet who had to be 500 pounds
Everybody
only a
500
few months
pounds.
Ago.
Dude, you look like
it
nowhere
like
over
I throw
above
that,
500.
It sounds like I throw that number around, but I only reference it when it's warranted. So if I've brought up maybe 2 or 3 500 pound people in my life, then they probably were about 500 pounds.
I've met some people who are 400 pounds, and you sometimes you can't even tell. Like,
no,
you
I know.
Tell that they were 400 pounds.
Exactly, yeah. Matt's, exactly the point I was stressing
yes.
about Matt.
Like, when I was telling somebody about this story at work, they were like, I don't understand. And they pointed to somebody, like, halfway across the store.
Right,
and they said, how much do you think that guy weighs? And I go, that guy? And he was pretty big. I said, that guy's probably about 300 pounds. And like, whoa. They're like, no way. That's impossible. I said, okay, I'm 235 pounds. I'm going to go stand next to that
You're
guy.
235?
And then you tell me.
Yeah, thank you.
And then you tell me how much they weigh. I came back and they said, you're probably right.
Wait, hold on, Matt. Wait. In your defense also, how much do you think he weighs, Vaughn?
Maybe like 250.
What?
See?
What?
You think Matt weighs 250.
Well,
you look 250.
You know what? You know why? Because when he's sitting down, he looks bigger. But I guess when he's standing up, because he's always wearing black. You can't really tell.
Yeah.
If Matt looks 250, then you look about 280. Seriously. Serially here.
Serially?
Serially.
No. Nope. No. If I ever tell somebody that I weigh 235 pounds, they say I'm lying.
Maybe 240.
They
pounds.
Say two, no more than 200. You're and I'm like, fucking no. But anyway.
And then I come back from
I knew,
two.
Yeah. I knew that this would spark some kind of.
I think this is crazy.
Some kind of debate.
I don't think a 700 pound guy could actually get into.
Vaughn.
What?
There's no room for discussion, literally and figuratively. The guy was 700 pounds. I wish that Steve was here. Because
what?
700 pound people exist.
Lauren, that's got to stop with the mic.
Yeah Lauren, I'm please. You're fucking
a little bit rumbling there. Use your mic stand.
Smacking it off your face.
No, this mic's like, it's weird.
It's your own fucking fault.
Use your mic stand.
It's not mine. It's my fault. It's like,
well, why don't you try to tighten it? The top, just
yeah. No,
the twist the top.
I got it.
No, she got it.
She got it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I could shake it. It's all right.
Okay.
Not really.
Just keep smacking it in your face, please.
Carly, feel free to mute
Shut
her
up.
If she's.
Well,
let's
no, Lauren.
All right, let's go now. Let's go around then.
Lauren's
got to
do. Yeah, got to do like this.
What?
Look, you got to go like this.
You got to treat it like it's
lick
a little
the tip. Pull it with both hands.
Spit on it and stuff.
Can I keep this filter off? Does anyone need this?
Smack it up your tongue.
What's wrong with the filter?
No, I don't need it.
Yeah, you do.
Anyway.
You will.
Yeah, it's
you
for
will.
Your peas.
Your peas. Yeah. And Lauren, what's and the biggest S's. Person you've ever seen?
What do you think? Oh. It's like a smell filter?
No, well, no. The filters probably smell worse.
Yeah, actually, they do. I've smelled plenty of plaque on here and butt crack.
Plaque. Yes. You schmuck.
Plaque and crack.
There's
That's
like little gingivitis bugs on here. I know it.
Okay, the largest.
Biggest confirmed.
The largest person I saw. Confirmed I worked in a hospital, and the largest person I saw was 421 pounds. Mm-hmm. Okay, and he was humongous, and they had to lift him like from one bed to the other, and he was huge.
How many people?
Two people it took, but they were like it was. I don't know how nurses.
How about your friend?
I don't know.
How much is she?
She's. Well, like three I think bills? She's a good two bills.
Two bills.
Yeah,
I do think 700 might be a little bit. Excessive. Too much. Only because there was no health problems. Oh, yes. No, you didn't see no
how
visible
you know?
Oxygen tank.
Yeah, at one point when a person gets so big,
no
they
wheelchair.
Actually,
I mean, that's going to the parking lot is a far distance.
A fucking rascal.
It took this guy a long time to get out of the place.
Would you stay and hide in the bathroom?
No, you could just see him, Vaughn.
Waited.
Vaughn, biggest person you've ever seen? Go.
Biggest person, about 400.
Okay, Derek.
Don't know.
Don't know. Don't care.
Don't know. You could tell me Vaughn's 400 pounds. I'd say fine.
I could say that you're 400 pounds. And I'm
see, that wasn't an insult. All I'm saying is mm-hmm. I don't have like that.
The ability to gauge.
I don't
weight.
Have that gauge, but
I can't
you know,
gauge,
thank you for taking offense to that.
I can't gauge. I actually knew the guy. He actually was 400 pounds.
Okay. All right. Steve.
I've been with a 6'3", 400 pounder.
Been with.
He's got to give the height, too. It's like mm-hmm. I got to make
and
sure.
And she was gross.
And so was your onesie.
Biggest person, was it the dude we wrestled at Holy Family? That guy was gigantic.
You talk about that Golga looking dude?
Yeah. Golga. He was he said that he was at least 500 the last he checked.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess he was probably the biggest. No, I've seen bigger when I was working with the
oh, really?
Medical stuff, but I mean they were nowhere near 700 pounds and they couldn't yeah. survive hard.
No. Some people
that's
can.
Why I mean that is why is it a little
I know.
It was
but
the,
I also trust your judgment.
If I said the guy was 400 pounds, I would be doing myself a disservice because this guy.
Maybe it was like 600 pounds. I believe 600
huge.
Pounds.
I don't know.
Oh. 600. I wanted to say six when he was sitting down, and then kind of got a like better look at him. And I
then
like,
you
got
to look at that ass.
He's
got to
be a little bit more. So I went generously with the 700.
Doing.
And then he stood up, and it was confirmed.
Well, would you have tongue fucked his butt?
Carly, biggest person you've ever seen.
I have no way to gauge it. I'm okay. Kind of like Derek.
How much does Derek weigh, Carly?
Wow.
Derek's my size. Derek's 260,
265.
Right? Yeah.
That was for Carly. That was a gauge. That was a gauge
well,
test.
She knows. Oh.
She knows
really,
how much I weigh.
I don't think she really cares,
how
though.
How much do I weigh, Carly?
I don't know.
Just gauge.
She doesn't care.
235?
Shoot, just lay it on me. It's not going to hurt my feelings.
165.
He hopes.
Wow.
What do you like?
You're my favorite person here.
You weigh. Wait.
Wait, what are you, 220?
You weigh 210.
Two tens on the dot.
Yeah.
So you put on a little bit since last time. So.
I work out. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Whatever.
He eats constantly. Yeah.
I know. Tantra says that the biggest person Vaughn ever saw was his reflection.
Shit. I was hoping for something.
That wasn't his top game, man.
Just imagine how gross that was because your reflection's usually a lot wider.
I'm looking for top shelf stuff from Tantra, man. That wasn't that funny.
I thought it was hilarious.
That's pretty funny.
So,
yeah, consensus, funny.
Let's go around the room. Yeah.
No one cares about your opinion, woman.
That was funny,
Carly. The zing of the day. It wins.
Humor. I love it.
I'm starting to hate Carly.
But Carly's going to make a t-shirt that says, I like Vaughn.
I do.
T-shirt? She's going to make a t-shirt?
Nah, yeah, that's like what Vaughn. He said.
T-shirt.
Yeah, t-shirt.
T-shirt?
As much as I rag on him, I like Vaughn.
Okay.
I'll buy that
great,
shirt.
Let's not do this
I'll
again.
I'll make you one.
Sweet. Is he going to have all a right, face
Vaughn,
on it?
There's Thursday. I'm your protector.
No, I'm not.
Because Steve's not going to be
I'm
here.
I'm not going to come in.
Oh, I forgot you're not coming in. You're being a fucking baby.
No, I want to have. I want you guys to have a good show. I don't want to be jumping around like a stupid child.
Do you think there'll be boobies here?
No,
big.
If you learn to behave yourself, you can come.
Fuck you.
Oh, he'll come on.
Don't put me on the drum seat, you fucking tool.
We had guests. What am I going to do? Put the guest on the drum seat?
I'd rather sit on the couch.
Hi, I'm Vaughn. I'm Vaughn. Here's my testicles. Look at them.
Yeah, you did show your testicles.
Yep.
You can't describe it. I'm sorry. It has to be seen.
Sure you can.
The couch was here for everyone to sit on. I was sitting here. Steve plopped down next to
Steve
me.
Steve was laying on the couch.
Whatever. He eventually passed out. And then he woke up and started doing Hitler salutes.
Nice. But oh, my God.
Wait. The best part of that whole night was when He was just sitting there rambling about something. All of a sudden, he picks up that voice modulator he bought, and he jams the mic into it, and he starts talking to it. Everybody's silent. Everybody's like,
hey, what?
Yep, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
Vaughn, why did you feel the need to show two men your testicles?
Because everybody's trying to explain it to them.
Yeah.
No.
And but why do the two men need a visual of you?
They didn't want to see it. That's the point.
It needs to be visualized.
Did they? They didn't want to see it.
Exactly. Why?
It needs
why,
to be visualized.
It doesn't need to be visualized.
Shut up.
No. I know Steve was giddy because I think he has some sort of a man crush on Joe Conte.
Kinda.
He really does.
Yeah.
I think Steve was.
He said he loves him.
Static.
I think you had a crush on Kenny Munchies.
Was that the guy that was doing a stand up at the comedy show?
Yeah.
And Steve was all on his nuts?
Yeah.
All on his nuts.
He really was.
Even
that's
when,
what, I don't even I wasn't there. I don't know, but that's what I heard.
Even when Joe and I took a picture together, Steve felt the need to get in on the picture.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, wait, what about the one with Kenny? Did he jump in that one too?
No.
Nope.
And she looked horrible in that picture.
Well, she did. She looked terrible.
Steve doesn't like blondes.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. That fuck. Can I put them side by side? Yeah.
No.
Yes,
no.
Put them on the forum.
I want to swap in the one with Kenny.
All right, listen to me.
Put it on the forum.
She, yeah, we'll put it up on the forum if anyone. Aristocratsradio.com/board. B-O-A-R-D.
Yeah.
Oh, where they can see Derek's real dad?
Oh, John Lovitz.
That was dumb, but it was funny.
Oh, yeah, it was dumb.
I did that thing where I crossed my eyes.
Yeah, that was frightening. It was kind of creepy.
That was really
horrible. It is creepy.
It's one of the many horrible pictures of me. And Pat has the worst.
Oh, the one with the hot rod shirt?
Oh, my God.
That ultra tight hot rod shirt.
Like
what are you doing?
Stupid
shit. What are you doing in that picture to make you look like that?
I was just sitting down, and then he's like, it's funny because your gut's hanging out. So I just kind of stood up, and I was like, bah. And then he took a picture. He has pictures of me with, like, food in my mouth. Like, every once in a while, I'll just grab a camera and start photographing me while I'm, like, eating and stuff.
You're his muse.
I guess so.
Sweet. You're why caveman painted that wall.
I have to draw you.
I have to take pictures of your guts.
I don't like the way I look in that picture.
Yeah.
All right, so
it's
anyway.
It's the same picture, though.
So,
no, it's not. You didn't see it.
Yes, I did.
No, you did not.
I'll bring him up during the break.
She looks about 700 pounds in that
anyway,
picture.
Anyway. Roughly. So she wants, Lauren's all about pictures, not because she wants pictures of other people, just because she wants pictures of herself.
Basically.
Yes.
Because she's a narcissist.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she has a picture with Kenny. Came out, I thought, nice.
Nice.
And she's like, I need a picture with Joe. Joe looks miserable. In the picture.
Because he knows he ain't getting any of it. That's
what he said. But anyway, when I'm looking, I'm even looking at the pictures, I'm like, you look exactly, you're the same pose, your hair's covering the same eye, you're doing the same smile. And I even said, you look exactly the same in both of these pictures.
Like she was Photoshopped.
But yeah, like you might as well just cut her out and put it there. You might want to do that if it bothers you that much.
Yeah.
So she said,
I think I might.
So I said, did you put the pictures up? She goes, I put the one of Joe, but not Kenny, because I don't like the way I look in the Kenny's picture. Said you look exactly the same. No, I look fat.
Wow.
I do look fat.
How do you look fat?
Enormous.
I look fat.
Well, then guess what? You look fat in Joe's picture, too.
Yeah. No, I don't look fat. Because
you look exactly the same.
No, it's not.
I want to see the other one.
You're a fucking liar. You're a fucking liar. Man, you're a fucking liar. 700 pounds. You're a fucking liar. Fucking Earth, too. Why is everybody fucking lying?
I don't know.
Fucking pissed. Get some money and fix your fucking tattoo.
I'm getting pissed.
700 pounds.
Want to shit my pants?
So 700 pounds.
Is this Skype working?
Yeah, yeah. Is Skype working?
That's working. No one calls us.
So in conclusion,
because of that mishap last week with the Skype.
Oh,
is Vendo still?
No, we checked.
Yeah, Vendo is all showered. He is ready to
go to work.
Yeah, he's ready to. I guess do something. I don't know.
I thought he was expecting. Well.
He's looking very dapper.
I'm expecting a call from him since
almost,
we had
almost saw his penis.
Ooh.
Gross. See?
Gross.
Disgusting.
Oh, Vaughn. Yeah, that's disgusting, right?
Ew. No, that's fine.
Oh, okay.
The man wants to show it. The man wants to show it.
I do show my balls. So.
The man wants to show it. Let him show it. If he's proud of it.
More power to him.
That's how it gets out, baby.
If he's proud of it, you know. I mean, come on, for God's sakes. Most of those Japanese women that he has to that he fucks, they're probably like sitting there bowing to him because it's probably the biggest dick they've seen in years.
Wow. In years.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, well, what's the whole stereotype?
Since their fathers.
The Japanese got fucking penises like pinkies.
Thanks for breaking that down for us.
Yeah, we didn't know that one.
I'm sorry. Giving the layman some fucking hints.
Giving the laymans.
We weren't aware.
Go fuck yourself.
We are laymans.
700
pounds. Do the Chinese have bigger ones than Irish people?
No.
No.
No, the Irish curse goes, it's either it's small dick or it's either they're too drunk to get it up. That's it. You can pick one.
I was explaining this to Lauren last night.
Yeah, oh, really?
Yeah, he was explaining the Irish curse.
Did you? How did you explain it?
Oh, bag no pipe.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you can
I
see.
I don't have either.
If you can see it from me, no. For God's
Rod
sake.
Stewart's son
got arrested.
He's gay.
Anyway.
Anyway.
So the bottom. No, no. 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 The bottom right. line on the 700-pound man.
You're insane. That's the bottom line.
We're still on this.
Yes.
Die. Move on.
Is he is far bigger than anyone in this room has ever seen.
How could you ever eat that much food that you weigh that much?
Go eat Yokozuna's fat, dead, gay asshole out.
Was he eating a sloppy pizza?
No. What was he eating? Do you know what he... Wait, you
crab
said crab legs?
Well, when I saw him eating, it was crab legs, and there was just endless crab legs. Crab legs. Crab legs. See, now, when
all
I told... I told someone at work about this, and I said
he
that red lobster
and they
large
said the same
mermaid
thing. You're
before
fucking
he got
nuts.
There. Red lobster and IHOP and places like this, these mass consumption junctions, okay? They're the kind of places that attract these kind of people because they can get their money's worth if
there.
They have some kind of unlimited, like, unending pancakes or endless crab legs.
Oh, my God. I went to China Buffet one time in Pennsylvania.
Okay. All right.
And I saw these two people that they had to be, now I'm not exaggerating, they had to be around 300 500 pounds each.
You're
350 pounds each.
Which means
okay,
it probably could have been more like 425.
Which means they barely weighed more than Bond.
I know.
No, they were big because they were shorter. So it looked bigger on them.
Uh-huh.
Right. They looked
so
bigger.
So based on Matt's scale,
wait.
They were 1,200 each.
About.
Yeah. They were 12-pack each.
They were Pluto.
They were 1 ton each.
They were 2 tons.
And they walked in and they had to request a table. Not they couldn't sit in a booth. They mm-hmm. had to have something that they can move far enough away from the table so they could fit.
No
yeah.
tables.
Duh. Yeah. So
they had to cross bridges one at a time.
Yeah.
Well, see that reminds me of the massive man I saw at China Buffet. Not the one I talked about recently, but the one whose gut pinched the table.
Dude,
like it was a credit card.
I can't wait till you're the massive guy.
I want to be. You are
a
be.
Fat magnet, dude.
I am.
You're
I really
magnet.
Am.
Not only is it not only is it magnetized to your chin and belly.
That's true.
But everywhere you go in public, you get fat people.
I do. I really do.
He does because every time I'm around him, he always points them out. I don't know if it's
there
I'm
it
just
is.
Not observant enough.
There it
to,
is.
But he's always like,
dude, he's like 600 pounds.
Maybe he has some like underlying that issue, like he makes himself feel better about himself.
Yeah,
like,
could be.
Out
he berates fat people.
I don't know.
No, it really could be.
I'm just shooting that out there.
No, but Matt's not that big.
No, but he still But he's still able to pan them out and figure out. Oh, that's 300. That's
well.
400,
anyway,
that's
what I was going to say before.
And I'm better than those fat fucks.
Yeah. Well, better in what way?
I don't know. You're not as fat as those fat fucks.
Well, anyway,
fat fucks.
Anyway,
right.
Anyway, continue
so
talking.
One person I told about this at work who
weighs
met this with some level of cynicism.
The same as
said, but seafood isn't that fattening. It's not fattening. And I was like. Yeah, but these kind of people are not limiting themselves to only seafood, to only Red Lobster,
to only
IHOP, to only China Buffet. They're not stopping there.
That's where they grew up.
Yeah, that's not this guy. This guy obviously has taste in multiple different kinds of food. This guy probably it was probably Red Lobster Day for that guy,
yeah.
And he was going there and he was eating.
Or just between the hours that you went it was Red Lobster time. Then they were
okay,
on.
Fine. The Red Lobster hour.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. More fried chickens and a Coke and some dry white toast, please.
Like, I don't know. It's just always fascinated me.
Thank you for breaking that up, Carly.
No Jeez, problem.
Can we get off this subject?
You worried, Vaughn?
No, I'm just fucking. It's
making me hungry.
Fucking 50 minutes of this.
700 pounds is just around the corner, and
oh,
it's only been.
Oh,
like
you
15
should talk,
minutes.
You fat bastard, dude. It's almost 11 o'clock. It's been
and?
50 minutes.
No, there is no way that you weigh 30 pounds less than Vaughn.
Wow.
Actually, if he's 210 and I'm 260,
oh, you're 260.
He's like 50 pounds less than.
I thought you said you were 240.
Oh my God, are you deaf?
And I got a lot more muscle, probably.
Yeah, me too. Sorry, Vaughn.
who cares then? Who cares? Probably. Who the fuck knows?
Whatever. I'm a sloppy pussy.
You are a sloppy pussy.
So it's
right.
Does everybody understand now?
No one cares anymore.
Get it? All right.
Does everybody understand? Does everybody understand that you have to get your way no matter what? Yes, I understand.
Can we
what?
Please
continue.
Promote Thursday's show?
Who else was here that night?
Oh, shut
besides me. Who else was here?
What night?
Where?
What are you talking about? Oh my God, who cares anymore? You're like a 12-year-old with this shit. Shut the fuck up.
I don't recognize anybody.
You sure that?
We're having over, Lauren, Thursday.
Oh, man, let's get on with that.
We're having Christine, our number one fan.
Yes.
Number two, actually.
Two. One and two.
Oh, no, number one. And we're having Chris Johnston here on Thursday.
Is he a funny ha-ha comic?
He's a funny guy.
Yes.
Oh, I hope he brings.
And that's it. Mm-hmm. And
he's going to rip you apart, Vaughn.
Himself. Yeah.
I'm not going to be here. He's,
okay.
You're really not coming?
I'm not going to come here.
That is called job negligence.
Yeah.
Oh, it is. And it's called taking a day off like Steve
does. Job abandonment. It's different. Steve's cool.
Steve called in.
Wait. When did Steve call in?
Vaughn's just Jabba abandonment.
I'm the fucking jobber in this fucking job. I'm not fucking doing shit.
We're all jobbers, brother.
Yeah, we all feel bad for you, Vaughn. It's
Vaughn will be here.
No,
right? Vaughn will be here.
He's going to go hang out with his woman.
He's going to go hang out with his big man.
What's that?
Holy shit.
Dude, she listens, dude.
Who? Was he talking
about
her?
I'm not talking about her.
What are you talking
about?
He's
saying you're going to be hanging out with a big man.
That's, yeah.
What the fuck?
Out of all the guys I know besides you two,
stomach?
Besides you three, I'm the only big guy I know.
Okay.
Stomach.
Besides you three massives, I'm the only big guy I know.
You just said 15 minutes ago, according to Matt's clock, that you've met, you know someone
no,
who's 400
pounds.
No, I've
met a man who's 400 pounds,
you,
yes.
You know this guy. He told me he's 400
Belly.
Pounds.
Go die.
Billy.
No, if I go die, Vaughn, now you're going to be upset.
You're a fucking liar.
You're going to be fucking upset.
Here's my belly in Hollywood.
Wow. Here's my belly.
Let's do
in the village.
Let's do inside jokes.
Hey, what?
Thank you.
Are we ready for break?
We've been ready for break.
Too much fat talk.
I think so.
Fucking 15 minutes.
It's Fat Tuesday.
We'll be right.
Thank God.
Commies.
It's like fucking goose stuff.
What the hell is this naked woman accused of hammer assaults?
I don't know. You read it.
Nice.
It's on your screen.
A woman,
buddy,
who police say assaulted people with a hammer while she was naked was arrested on a variety of charges, I would imagine, including assault and obstruction of emergency communications. Wow.
What?
She was a busy beaver.
Why can't I get attacked by a naked woman?
Satin Delfrano.
What?
Satin Delfrano.
A stripper?
32 of Des Moines was arrested on Sunday after police were called to a complaint of a woman armed with a hammer assaulting three other women.
And a humongous chugs.
Officers went upstairs into a bedroom and found her. They allowed her to get dressed, which I wouldn't have done.
I wouldn't
and
either.
Then handcuffed her and let her outside. She tried to walk on her knees and kicked an officer in the leg.
What?
She was also charged with assault of a police officer, third degree criminal mischief, and disorderly conduct. I love criminal mischief.
I love that. Because it could be anything. That's awesome.
It's so vague and so like childish. Like,
mischief.
Oh, he was being mischievous.
He was misbehaving.
Did any of you guys ever get charged with that?
On a mischief
night. Or you know anybody who's ever been charged with criminal mischief?
I know someone who got charged with criminal trespassing. Going back to high school to visit old teachers.
Out in school without a pass?
That's right.
Yeah, and they were there. And I think they... did they get a pass, Steve?
No, I didn't.
And
we were actually told, you know, go ahead, go have fun.
Yeah.
Then we had a security guard say, you can't be in here. Go to the main office, get a pass, and then you can be here. And we're like, all right. So we went to the main office, and then the secretary said, well, school's about to close anyway. Why don't you just go wait out in the parking lot and come back after school?
Yeah, wait in the parking
lot. What year did you go?
That was 2000.
2000? Because I went there in 2000. I just walked in.
Yeah.
No, nobody said a word.
Yeah.
No, it was 2001.
No.
Early, yeah.
Was it?
I think so.
Whatever. Anyway.
I think so. Because the other person I got arrested with was visiting, too. And the person I got arrested with...
Rest.
Graduated. Very true.
That's right, wrestling?
2000.
Arrested?
No, he said arrested.
Anyway.
Anywho.
We were told to wait out in the parking lot. And then when we waited out in the parking lot, we waited for the cops to come pick us up. That's basically what happened.
Yeah, wait out in the parking lot. Come get them.
Boo!
Hey, what happened?
Exactly. And then the cop didn't even want to arrest us. He's like, you know, the principal's being a jerk.
Not even supposed to be here today.
So.
I need more stuff.
And then he's like, sorry, guys, I have to handcuff you, too. I'm like, well, that's pretty cool.
What?
This is going to happen. Arrest me the right way.
What the fuck is going on next to me?
Nothing.
Keep
business. Talking, Vaughn.
Can you stop fucking playing thumb wars? Yeah, remember
that
board?
Keep talking, Vaughn.
Remember that time? Remember that time that
this is the most awkward show yet because I have these two lovebirds in here playing with their thumbs.
Get out of here.
Matt's fucking finger banging.
Get out of here.
The best part to add to the story, though, is that me, Derek Pat and I went to drink at Pizza Hut one night.
Oh, God.
And Derek had the bright idea of parking in McDonald's parking lot next to the fucking Pizza Hut.
Yeah. Right.
So we get out, we unload the liquor, we go in and fuck a Pizza Hut. We're getting.
I don't even think we were drinking. I think
we
were just.
We weren't
there.
Drinking yet, but we were going to. Oh, okay. We planned to drink. We were going to get shit faced and fucking cook pizza and
hot wings
and breadsticks with fucking cheese. So anyway, we're not even there fucking 10 minutes and the cops show up wanting to know what we're doing here. And then Derek's like, I'm the manager. You know, I'm allowed to be here. And like, no, you're not. It's like 1 in the morning.
We're cleaning up late.
And apparently the people from McDonald's seen us going over there and thought we were like fucking burn the joint down. Anyway, the cops come in and they ask Derek, you know, have you ever been arrested? He's like, no. And then like they ask Pat, like, you ever been arrested? He's like, no. Yeah. And he's like, you ever been arrested? I'm like, yeah. He's like, for what? I'm like, trespassing. And he just gives me like the stupidest look because that's what we were doing at the current time.
At school.
Ew.
So that's
what did you mention what Pat was doing?
I forgot.
He was outside. With a tree branch, slamming it into the parking lot.
Like a 12-year-old?
Yeah, so I think McDonald's called the cops, right?
Yeah, they called the cops because they saw your car.
Well, they saw our car, and they were closed, and they probably saw us go through the fence, too.
And they thought we were being mischievous.
Yeah, we're criminal mischievous. And so they pull in, they see Pat with this giant branch that had fallen down, just slamming as hard as he can into the ground. And he just, like, puts it down and then, like, runs into the place. Yo, the cops are here.
Yo, cops. Like, what? Huh? Yeah, I was about to dive under the table.
Yeah.
They would come there a lot, actually.
They have been.
Several times when I was there.
I was there one time. We were bombing out fucking 2-liter bottles in the parking lot, like, shaking them up. And fucking one of the guys, Craig, was up there on a roof. And he fucking was bombing them off the fucking roof. And the cops showed up. They're like, what are you doing up there? He's like, getting stuff.
Getting stuff. You'd be surprised what gets up
there. And
there
was a fucking chair up there on the roof. And he fucking sat down on it. You know, I'm just going to pop a squad right here.
Pretty much.
It's pretty much a communal dumpster. People just throw stuff up there. Yeah. Chairs? Yeah.
Yeah, there was one time the cops knocked on the back door. And I looked out. I just like see like, you know, the hat and everything. So I just like grabbed the mop. I walked over.
Yeah, what's up?
Like, hey, what's going on? He's like, what are you doing? Like, oh, I'm cleaning up.
I belong here.
Yeah.
And what the weird thing was, like, we didn't have any uniforms or anything. So he was just like, how do I know you work here?
That's true. We had no
marks. And I was just like, I don't know. Like, and I pick up the schedule. I'm like, that's my name. Derek.
That was good enough.
And he was just like, okay.
That's me.
It could have been anything. Just be like, I'm Josephine.
This is me, Linda. Oops.
Yeah.
This is me, Geraldine, right here.
Have a good night, ma'am.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Anyway. Cops coming to I used to push the alarm just to have them come.
Nice.
I'd be by myself and be like, beep. Let's see if they come.
Whenever you wanted the cops to show up there, they wouldn't.
Yeah.
Like when there was like out of hand fucking parties there, like 2 a.m, fucking pot getting passed around like crazy. Like,
he was out of control.
Let's go, cops.
That's when you sneak through the back door and you push the silent alarm.
And then you fucking run out the front. Where's Derek going?
You fucking book it.
Where'd he go?
Whoop, whoop. Well, there was that one time the cops came. Everyone was fucking smoking pot and doing all kinds of crazy shit.
Yeah, but they were hiding and then walking.
Yeah, so there was, the cops! So they ran from the restaurant area where you can see in all the way to the back, and they hid inside the walk-in refrigerator.
You could basically see in from the police station.
Yeah,
like, what's going on with our Pizza Hut?
It's right across the highway.
As soon as they get there, the place is sealed shut.
Lights are off and
nothing
everything.
Going on
Lights
here.
Lights out.
The worst was playing hide and go seek there because, like, you'd be playing hide and go seek, also you can just see those lights like shouting through the restaurant. You're like, someone fucking pulled in. There's been a couple times where cops like were like searching the joint with flashlights, and we were just like hiding at the tables, like shit.
I was like, don't move, yeah, don't move. Come on, Dirk, come down. That wasn't me.
But like Craig would always hide in the fucking oven. Like, I don't even know how he got up there.
Neither do I
have no idea.
But no matter what, like, no one would find him for fucking hours. And then he would climb down. He'd be dirty as hell with the grease.
We'd be done
shit.
Playing for hours.
You'd be like, hey, you got somebody to get
guys
me or what?
Done? You guys done playing yet? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who was it that sat in a fucking proofer for like an hour and like almost just dropped dead in there?
I don't remember. A lot of people.
It's pretty dangerous. Anyway, what's so funny, Derek?
The thing.
Okay. Story equals funny.
Oh, so it's something about me.
No, will you shut the fuck up, you egotistical bitch?
You looked right at me.
I looked nowhere near you.
Stop.
You
did look at me. You glanced at me.
I
what
did
does
not.
It say?
I fucking, I swear
we
on my
here.
Grandmother's one-year-old dead body
we
that there's nothing on
you,
here
you.
About you. As you pose for a picture, proving my point.
You egotistical cunt. God,
I asked her.
Wow, you just crossed the line.
I asked her to please help with the show and go on the computer and look stuff up. She's like, yeah, it's great. I'll do that. So I'm like, all
right,
there's your computer.
Right,
and she goes,
on the computer all day. That's what I do.
And all I like as I'm talking, she's just staring at the camera, seeing where it's going to be pointing. She's like, I want
to
take here.
She's giving the wave to the fucking camera. It's like, yeah.
Yeah,
no.
So.
All right, well, how about this?
Die.
I'm still trying to figure out how Lauren can
there.
Stand the fucking
now no one's
smell
on camera.
Between Vaughn and Matt.
Wow.
It's pretty bad.
I smell pretty good, actually. So.
Actually, I smell pretty good.
I'm sitting more towards Matt.
I'm looking cute tonight.
I'm looking cute tonight.
I smell lovely.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Tony?
I'm looking cute tonight.
I didn't know Tony was here. Tony, were you at Red Lobster at any point?
Why do you ask?
We were just talking about a guy. Fit your description.
What do you look like?
700 pounds.
Oh, that can't be possible. But I'm closer to 850.
That can't be. Couldn't have been me.
What was he eating?
Probably crabs. Oh. Garlic. Crab.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Garlic butter.
Garlic.
He was the one eating the mermaid.
I like that.
I like redheads.
Fucking
red
chopping her fucking. Douche, douche.
Yeah, I like redheads.
Screaming.
The restaurant.
I like redheads. The restaurant.
I would definitely eat the mermaid's boobies first.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because I love boobies.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep.
Great.
I'm sorry. I'm getting a communique
and
from.
What
our
better
boss.
Show to miss than Thursday's show?
Aw, Lola's sleeping in Steve's hoodie.
Really cute.
Adorable.
What did they say?
Lola's asleep in your hoodie right behind you.
Oh, really?
Just don't move adorable. Your chair.
Oh, it fell off? Whoops.
Hit right in your head.
That's cute. Head.
That's adorable.
So, you got any news?
Whoops.
That was it.
That was our one story.
I like that story, though. Imagine what her boobs looked like when she was swinging that hammer.
Oh.
That one.
All floppy and loose.
Hot.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Guess what?
What's that?
There's apparently a fatso virus found.
No.
And Red, you want to talk more about fat tonight?
Oh, the one I was trying to segue to earlier?
Yeah.
A long time ago? I didn't hear that, Carly.
I picked up on it, I guess.
Lab vaccine.
I caught that
too. You want to read that one?
She alley-ooped it to you, Matt,
really.
And you just fucking totally didn't go for the slam dunk.
Somebody read the story. Matt, why don't you never read stories.
Okay, fine.
You're good at reading. Because you know what all the words mean.
Of course. By Seth Borenstein.
No, don't give the guy's name out.
Okay. In the buffet of reasons why Americans are getting fatter.
I get it.
yeah. It's just like a smorgasbord of fat.
I don't get it.
Researchers are piling more evidence on the plate for one still controversial cause, a virus. The virus that causes morbid obesity. Anyway, new research announced yesterday found that when human stem cells, the blank slate of the cell world, sorry about that.
Yeah, I know how to read.
I'm getting fat. were exposed to a common virus, they turned into fat cells.
Oh, no.
Mm.
Bingo.
Dun, 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 dun.
Vaughn, you don't get checked out by your doctor.
Huh.
Well, what's wrong, man?
So regular cells in your body are just turning into fat cells.
Converting into fat cells.
Wow.
And they didn't just change. They stored fat, too.
Jesus Christ.
Wow, this is impressive.
But they have to be like, they have to be attacked by this virus, though. It's not just like it's happening normally.
Oh, so there's, I'm going to read about a specific virus here?
It's supposedly it's a virus that they've found that that causes like kind of like a cold in a way.
Okay.
But instead of making you sick, like, you know, having you, you know, puking and all the other shit, it causes you to become a fat bastard. All
right. See, though, this is perplexing. It says
it's fucking made up.
If exactly. If the research is confirmed, it could lead to a development of vaccine that could prevent but not reverse obesity.
Oh, great. My aunt's going to now tell me that she's a virus.
I know a way to prevent it. Just don't eat.
See, here's exactly.
Eat reasonably.
While a fat virus might be a guilt-free explanation for putting on the pounds, it doesn't explain all or even most of America's growing obesity problem.
God, this is terrible.
You're a fucking liar.
All right, quite honestly, this is, for lack of a better term, this is just a bunch of hullabaloo.
Oh, watch your mouth.
What year are we in? 1922? What the fuck was
Derek likes it when I use those goofy words.
19-dickety-2.
19-ought-12.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's
true. Wait a minute.
What, Carly? No. Hey, wait a minute.
Okay, so
basically this guy just made up some shit.
It's what it seems like. It just seems like a way to make money. That's all it is.
So
they're
going to
market
out,
something that's going to say, take this, you won't get fat.
Well, no, they haven't. They haven't made a like a back like a antibody for it yet.
Uh-huh.
They just
first they have to confirm that this is true.
Yeah,
which will never happen because it isn't.
Well, no, they have enough time and enough grant money. They'll fucking figure it out.
She was all about being fat.
Basically, yeah.
Lauren, how about you?
What about me?
Well, you got a little around the waist.
you make up shit that's fucking fucked up.
Holy you make up shit that's fucking fucked up. Nice cover up, Steve.
She has a lot above the waist.
A lot around, certainly, a lot above.
A lot above the ribcage.
A lot of below the waist, a lot in the knees. Fucking damn, your knees are bloated. Shit.
Stop it. You make me self-conscious about my knees.
Then she won't want to be on cam. No, then what are we going to do?
Now she's going to go home and take pictures of her knees all day.
Just trying to make them look thin.
There's something about get your damn hands off her.
Doesn't even make sense.
There's something about Duran. Oh, no. This is Nikhil Durandar, and he's apparently in charge of this.
Apparently.
Fuck. What is going on?
Bond just got accosted by a micro. He's trying to look at your fat knees.
She's got cankles.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. Holy shit.
Bond, who the fuck are you to talk?
Wow.
She's getting ripped apart.
It's like the blind calling the blind. You know, I'm the fat.
What?
I'm the fat.
I never heard that expression before.
It's like the blind calling the blind.
It's like the fat intercepting his synapses, producing the wrong phrases.
I am half.
Hey. Hey, blind guy.
What?
I'm another blind guy.
I am half your weight, Vaughn.
You're less than half.
You're less than half his weight.
No, you're like a almost hitting me.
Shit.
Almost hitting me.
It's like the blind feeding the blind. Anyway.
Fuck you, Vaughn.
This is a pretty
hefty
show.
It's like the deaf talking to the deaf.
Don't put her on the cam because it only adds 30 more pounds to her.
Wow.
She doesn't need the extra 30 pounds.
Vaughn, seriously, I'm going to kick you in your disgusting balls in 2 seconds if you don't stop.
No big deal.
Okay.
Vaughn's like, please, knock it off.
This kick one.
Of course.
She's sitting there hitting me, just rupturing like jello.
Just punt it off me, please.
If a viral cause of obesity can be confirmed, a vaccine could be developed
maybe within five to ten years.
Maybe.
They're giving themselves more of a cushion to make up more lies.
Of course.
And Lauren's got plenty of cushion.
Okay.
Seriously, Vaughn, why are you calling me fat? I don't understand.
He's trying to what we call in the business. Now, excuse me if I'm using some foul language here, but he's trying to get your goat. And it's working.
Yeah.
Oh, her goat is gotten.
Your goat is like, your goat just fucking ran to him. It was like, take me.
Like Vaughn was a tin can and you were just like, ah, so anyway.
He's just trying to bust your balls, and it's working.
All right, so shut up, Vaughn. It's over.
You know what, though? Lauren, though? He's busting your balls, and he's not doing that good of a job.
You're still getting upset. You got, like, huge moose knuckle in the front of your pants. It's unbelievable.
Who does?
A huge moose knuckle.
What's that mean?
You know, a fat camel toe, it's moose knuckle. That's what they call it.
What are you talking about?
He's talking about your vajayjay.
Her jeans are tempting.
My jeans are very...
They're pretty big on me.
Did you guys ever see The Weatherman?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
With, was it Michael Caine?
Nicolas Cage.
And Nicolas Cage. Mm-hmm. And he's like, do you know what they're calling your daughter? Camel toe.
Yeah, yes. It's awesome.
But when it you means get, I'm strong.
Like a camel.
Like a camel, because he has to walk through the desert. No. Yeah, that's what it means.
That's what it means.
So, bottom Ghost line Rider. Here.
Huge. That was a Ghost really funny Nicolas Cage impression.
Yeah, I'm Nicolas Cage.
Why wear?
Strike
out. Only does his worst.
I wasn't trying to.
Can you put your foot down? It smells better. Seriously, it smells weird over here, Vaughn. Please put your
foot.
Dude, oh my god!
Dude, his toes are as big as my fingers.
Ew.
Oh wow!
What's up with your toe?
You got
man?
Monkey hands,
dude. He can hold like coins and shit. That's fucked up.
Stop! It smells so gross.
Okay, the bottom line on this fat virus and vaccine is it wouldn't.
We're still talking about that?
It wouldn't help people already obese. They want to stress that fact. What? If you're already fat, you have no hope.
All right, so this is
there's
just
no
like,
hope for people who are
this is new fat people.
Yeah,
basically. So basically they're going to find people that are ultra thin that have an awesome metabolism.
Exactly, and they're going to say they're taking this stuff and they're not getting fat.
Look, it's working.
Look at that. They'll never be fat as long as they take
Lauren,
this.
Lauren, can you put your arm down? It's really starting to smell over here.
Seriously, yeah, Lauren, put your good shoe one. On.
Good My one. Shoe's been on.
That's gross.
This little bit that's going on here kind of reminds
that?
Me of an Anchorman.
Oh, no.
When the cameras are off and the mics are down and
fucking bitch.
Ron and Veronica were arguing back and forth.
But you guys,
I think you do hate each other outside.
No, we get along.
Your brain's only one third the size of a man's.
No,
fuck
Thursday.
Fuck
Thursday. Vaughn and I got along.
Vaughn's like, you're pretty
Vaughn
meaty.
Got along.
You're pretty meaty, baby.
Fucking fatty over here.
Meaty.
Baby.
He's meat-tastic.
I'm humongous.
Oh so what else we got?
Like by the way.
Minutes left.
What? We got
like 700 pounds.
Do we got more stuff?
We got plenty of stuff.
All right,
why did you split that
we haven't
bitch.
Really touched anything.
Yeah. I'm just kind of saving it for last. All
right, well, Leona Helmsley's fucking dead.
Who?
Thanks, Vaughn. Thanks. Thanks.
I don't even know
what
she
is. What
is
she alive or is she...
Thanks. She's like 700 pounds and she's dead.
Is she alive or is she...
She was fucking eating a Red Lobster. Come
what is she? Alive or what?
You... Fuck. You
know, all right, hang on.
Dead.
Hang on. She's dead and I honestly don't know who
care.
She is.
Good.
Good, you don't care. No need to.
Vaughn told me she was some architect or something.
No,
she's
she
very
was
wealthy.
A realtor.
No.
The Queen of Mean.
Yeah.
Is there something wrong with me for not knowing who she was?
No.
Nah, not really.
She's
the only thing that you need to know is she supposedly fired someone in like 2003, I want to say, from one of her hotels. Is
that's
it?
The only thing?
And yeah, it's basically all you need to know because they were either gay or doing drugs. Pick one.
Dude, she got put up for she got her and
so
her husband
what?
Got
so what?
Her and her husband got put up for tax evasion.
Yeah.
Her husband was too old to spend time in prison, and she got the rap for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Her husband
oh,
died.
Oh, yeah. She went for, like, she had to serve almost 20-something months, right?
5 years.
Well, she only served, like, 20-something. But still, that's quite a bit.
When her husband died, she made $5 million.
Dead.
Yeah.
And she gave it to 9/11.
And she gave a good amount of it to 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
So what makes her the queen of mean then?
Well, because back in the day, she was
nice.
Well, no, because she's...
I'm confused, guys, because that's kind of nice.
The reason why she was called that is because...
She don't like drugs or homos, and she don't like what happened to 9/11.
Sounds
pretty good to me.
She was a real...
Sounds like a real swell gal.
I'll finish.
Sounds like the bee's knees.
Motherfuckers. She was a real shrewd... businesswoman.
The cat's pajamas.
If you did anything wrong to her, she'd fire you on a second. She was a real bitch when it came to
it. On the second.
Go especially if you were gay or did
don't
drugs.
Don't agree with the fat fuck sitting next to me, for God's sakes.
Who?
No.
The two of you.
The two of
you? You guys kind of merge into one.
Wow.
I have no comment.
And they still wouldn't equal one of you.
Hey, true. Whatever.
Kind.
No big deal.
Still smells very weird over
it's
here.
It's only 700 pounds in about
you wanted to sit? I told you.
You shouldn't have said
she
it.
Goes, I want to sit on the couch. I said, between Vaughn and Matt,
nope.
Have fun.
Matt doesn't
hurt.
Smell bad.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. No, he doesn't. I'm sitting right here. Like, I'm literally almost on top
like?
Of Matt.
You're on top
ooh.
Of Matt? Ooh.
No, literally almost. But no, I'm trying to sit as far away from Vaughn as possible.
But Matt's
how's my
not
hair
getting a hard on because you're not young enough.
That's
no,
why Matt wanted
not.
To seat there today. Seat there.
Seat there.
Nice. He wanted to seat himself right over there.
Seat there today.
It's a nice seat.
So.
British dwarf's penis gets stuck to a Hoover.
Nice.
What?
Hoover, like vacuum cleaner?
I think so.
Ooh.
Edinburgh.
Herbert.
Or Edinburgh, as my mother would call it.
She says that?
Smacker. Yeah, she does.
She argued with a guy from Scotland about that.
She goes, now it's Edinburgh. It's like, Edinburgh. That's what they call it.
Edinburgh.
Edinburgh. A dwarf performer at the Edinburgh.
I can't believe it's not Edinburgh.
Very good.
I can't believe it's not better.
The Edinburgh Fringe Festival. I can't believe it's not better. Had to be rushed to the hospital after his penis got stuck to a vacuum cleaner during an act that went horribly awry.
Was he large?
He was a dwarf.
So?
Use your imagination.
So what? They could still have normal sizes.
I'm not a dwarf. And I...
Daniel Blackner, or Captain Dan the Demon Dwarf, was due to perform at the Circus of Horrors at the festival, known for its oddball, offbeat performances. I want to go to this.
Like humping a Hoover.
Yeah, apparently. The main part of his act saw him appear on stage with a vacuum cleaner attached to his member through a special attachment.
Ooh.
The attachment broke before the performance. He tried to fix it using extra strong glue. But unfortunately, only let it dry for 20 seconds instead of 20 minutes required.
Yikes.
He then jointed it directly to his organ. The end result? A solid attachment.
Wow.
Laughter. Wait, a solid attachment, comma, laughter, comma, mortification, and ... hospitalization.
Unbelievable.
He wouldn't have had to worry if it was a wet vac.
It was the most embarrassing moment of my life when I got wheeled and packed.
We represent.
Wheeled into a packed AE with a vacuum attached to me, Blackner said. I just wish the ground could swallow me up. Luckily, they saw me quickly, so the embarrassment was short-lived.
Oh. Yeah, that was cute.
Short-lived.
That was cute.
There was a pun there.
I get it, because he's short.
He's tiny.
He's a little guy.
He's a fucking liar.
He's cute.
Fucking liar.
Would you ever do that, Steve?
What?
Are you Steve?
Yeah, Vaughn, you fucking pig.
Are you Steve over there?
Wow.
I can't see too well.
Matt, you know what it is? He fucking... He wishes he was. So go ahead.
Oh, that's true.
Would you ask Steve? What?
What was the question, Matt? Would I ever what?
Would you ever... What, just stick his cock in a vacuum?
Yeah.
Did you ever do that?
Well, I think he came out with it attached to him. Like, he probably pulled it or something with a special attachment.
Uh-huh.
It
depends on what kind of vacuum you're talking about here.
Apparently it was
if it
Hoover.
Has a beater bar or not.
A beater bar?
Yeah. You know, like the little brushes that spin underneath.
Ooh.
Fuck that.
Yeah. That might be pretty cool, actually.
But if it was just like a regular, like, well, you know, make a nice dirt devil with a little fucking sucky hose on it. Maybe.
Sucky
hose.
Well,
you don't know what the hell's inside of them.
That's
it
true.
It could be fucking blades and shit.
A little fucking rat.
I know. Well, not only the... Imagine the infection.
That'd be weird.
That Gross. Would be weird.
I don't think I would do that. I would probably stick my dick in plenty of other places, but not a vacuum.
Plenty.
Okay.
I might stick my dick in a vacuum before an asshole, though. Because that's just gross.
Yeah, okay. that's gross.
Just think of the infection.
Okay. Oh, you mean Vaughn?
Gross.
Well, he is a big asshole. So.
He is.
And he is fat.
Oh, he's ignoring us to read the paper.
I'm not going
to
be here.
What
are
you reading?
I'm still here.
Oh, okay, what do you got there, Vaughn? Any stories?
Nothing.
Awesome.
You got anything else, Derek?
We pretty much talked about everything. That
Good,
going.
Shoot. What's that lineup over there?
What?
What's the lineup over there? Is that just like an ad or is that a story over there? What is that?
It's an ad.
Okay.
He's reading ads.
Basically.
I'm going through the
paper. He's looking for a fat vaccine.
Fucking CompUSA.
What was that number? Circus Cities.
Yes.
All right, let's see how quiet we can be.
Okay. Harry Potter. Shh, shh, shh.
Kevin Federline. Doing something. Something popped up.
I think he might be getting the kids.
No.
Oh, yeah, I think they're saying Britney's going to lose the kids.
Really? K-Fed is going tree climbing.
I like Kevin to call Federline, him K-Fabe.
I call him K-Fed because that's his name. That's what he wants to be called.
All right, fine.
God bless him.
Yeah.
Kevin Federline will guest star in a series of shows in the upcoming season of CW's One Tree Hill. Has anyone ever seen anything on CW?
No idea what
I
it
have
is.
No.
That is the old WB.
Oh.
No.
Oh, The Big Bang?
Yeah.
I watch the,
Don't watch it.
The Mets are on it usually.
Oh. They still call it CW when the Mets are on? Or does it change to like...
No, it's CW. CW 11, yeah.
Is it?
Yep.
ESPN, CW.
They still call him the aspiring rapper. So he's still...
Maybe the flunking rapper.
The perspiring actor.
Yeah. Rapper. We'll portray a country rock singer because that's, you know,
well, he's
livable.
Trying to rip off fucking... Kev Rock now is what he's going to be.
Kev Rock.
Ball with a Brit. That was bad.
Yeah, it was bad. She's a lot of trouble.
Yeah, what the hell? I don't even know. I honestly have no idea what's going on with her.
A few recent things I've seen.
She's been diking out with some of her. One of her
yeah,
people.
Seriously, some bitch. Yeah. There's pictures of her like getting her like titties grabbed on some in like a pool by that girl.
By that girl. Yeah.
who looks kind of like our beloved Sonny.
As big now or then?
No, it looks like old Sonny.
Britney Spears is a complete pig now.
She is,
basically.
Yeah.
But
she should lose her kids.
She's been a pig for a while.
Yeah, I saw some tabloid that says, in quotes, Britney says, both of you were mistakes. She said
what?
That to her kids.
What
you were both
shit.
Mistakes. I wouldn't doubt it.
You know what's retarded? Hearing her speak.
Oh, yeah.
You never realize how Southern people are.
Oh, she's a total like.
It's like fucking Ellie Mae Clampett.
She's almost as dumb as Vaughn.
She's cowpoke.
She is fucking fucking hasty to the bone. She is horrible.
Uh-huh.
Same thing with, and I know it's going to sound stupid, but Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Oh, yeah.
Never heard the guy talk,
mm-hmm.
ever.
You
and,
never want to.
He was on some radio show, and it was just like listening to fucking. Wow. Yeah, that.
Yeah, I'm going to get my new car. My new car is going to be sponsored by Coca-Cola.
Swallow
we had
that,
to shut her down. That was funny. No one knows why.
Anyway.
So we hate Southerners.
Pretty much.
Except for Australia.
Oh.
Because they're real Southern.
Yeah. Does everyone hear that hum?
Is
that
yes, I've been hearing it the whole show.
That's your computer.
It is the computer
is that
the whole
loud?
Show. Yeah. Very loud.
Wow. Yeah, fix that.
It's that fan.
Two of her buddies are kind of pregnant.
Oh, really?
Who's well, buddies? We know confirmed that Nicole Richie is pregnant.
Yeah.
That's confirmed. But apparently Lindsay Lohan might be pregnant, too.
Oh, stop
it. You know what? Nicole Richie probably just finally ate an apple.
She might have.
And that's that.
She ate three apples. Where the hell those tits come from all of a sudden she's got?
They are mammary looking.
Where'd they come from?
They look like they can withhold milk in my mouth.
They might.
Yeah, but how the fucking nips? Looking.
I like nips.
Probably pretty perky.
We need a drunk Christine call.
Oh god. Talk about tits.
We need fucking something.
Give out the number again. Please.
Yeah, give out
she
that
knows
number.
It. Okay. She knows. She's got
she's
it.
She's got
on
her. Speed dial.
Yeah, she does. We're fucking number 7.
Lucky.
Yeah.
So yeah, we got some pregnant bitches. And if you notice Paris Hilton remains completely unscathed by pregnancy. What happened, Vaughn?
Who cares?
Oh, do you have something interesting to talk about, Vaughn?
Nope.
He's reading the comics.
Why are you looking at fucking cars?
Reading
looking
the comics.
For a good deal?
He's reading the comics.
Oh, is there something funny? Can you read us a nice punchline?
Nope.
Vaughn doesn't know what funny is.
Oh! Whoa! Vaughn wouldn't know what funny is if they served it to him on a plate right in front of him.
Wow.
Because you know he'd eat it.
Is that funny? I don't care. Hey, Derek, you got any hot sauce? Back him.
Vaughn is not happy.
He's just going to kill himself.
No, he's going to go home and, like, kill a couple Klondike bars.
Kill a couple clowns that hump him.
I know I will, because I got some at home.
I like Klondike bars. I guarantee you I know what Vaughn would do for a Klondike bar.
What would you... All right, there we go. What would Vaughn do for a Klondike bar?
What would any of us do for a Klondike bar?
Derek, what would Vaughn do for a Klondike bar?
Wow.
See, now we can go somewhere.
We've hit the new low.
Here we go.
Oh, have we? Vaughn's critiquing
the
show.
This could be very interesting, actually.
Yeah, what wouldn't he do?
I think that he would take 2 tablespoons of hot steamy load.
2? That's it?
You ever try to jerk off the blondie from the cartoon, from the comics?
He's trying to get off the topic.
It ain't happen. Matt, what do you think Vaughn would do for a Klondike bar?
Probably Elton John. I think he would.
Been there, done that. That's
he'd
what
fuck
he's
his
thinking.
Wig.
He would.
Lauren,
he'd,
what do you think he would do?
Buff, his, buff his cock with Elton John's wig. What do you do?
I think Vaughn would voluntarily not touch women for a Klondike bar.
Well, wait, so is he permanently eating Klondike bars?
No, just for one. Just for one, he would permanently never touch a girl again.
Wow. He's totally ignoring everything.
Are you here, Vaughn? Vaughn?
He's actually covering the microphone.
I'm right here.
he's truly upset, and Steve ain't even here.
I wish he could be. Steve's gonna love this show. Carly,
when is he ever gonna?
What do you
to
think
of
him being a Klondike bar?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, Carly doesn't want to be mean.
I don't like being mean.
You got to though. You're on the Aristocrats.
We tend to offend.
Apparently, that's what the bumper stickers say. Apparently, they're pretty boss.
They are Bossa Nova.
Yeah, Bossa Nova.
Chevy Nova.
Mm-hmm.
Ow.
Chevy. That shit sucks.
What happened?
I just want to go home.
Okay, you are home.
Fuck. Goes out,
I want to leave.
Vaughn doesn't want to add. Vaughn, what would you do for a Klondike bar?
Yeah, now you tell us what you would do.
I'll tell you what he won't do. Go what? With the bit.
True.
It's true.
Tell you what he won't do. Good radio. Wow.
I'll tell you what he would do. He would take radio.
We haven't done good radio in a year.
Oh, really?
Whoa. Oh.
I'll make sure I'll email Conti and Kenny about that.
That's just about as long as Vaughn's been doing a show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Oddly enough.
All right, 3 years then.
Wow.
Wow. We haven't even been around for 3 years.
You just ripped apart the boss. All right, what else we
Derek,
got news there?
The show sucks. Not just this show, the whole show.
Okay. We'll end it right now.
I'm just letting you know that's what Vaughn told me right now.
All right. We'll stop doing it.
Usually the Tuesday show is usually the better show of the two of the week.
Oh. You know why it probably sucks, Vaughn? Because you've been reading the paper like you
for
just
the last
woke 10 up.
10 minutes. Whoop-de-doo.
Yeah. Man. And for the last 10 minutes, it's been dead.
He's just been sitting around fucking waiting for his coffee, reading the paper.
We need Vaughn.
Where's Christine?
Vaughn to interject.
We need Christine to call.
I don't do coffee.
She left.
We need to see boobies.
Ugh.
Nice.
Everybody left.
No one else is in the room?
All right, Vaughn says he won't drink coffee.
I don't drink
coffee.
So
a cup of semen? I don't know.
What do you drink then, Vaughn, in the morning to get you going?
Nothing.
Children's blood. You don't drink. What do you eat in the morning to get you going?
Oatmeal.
That's it?
Drink oatmeal.
Eat oatmeal, he said.
But you don't drink anything like to get you like no hot chocolate?
No.
Chocolate. Some dad's root beer.
Hot chocolate.
Some guy in the hood. I went to the hood the other day to get my hair did.
The projects?
The hood. East Orange. And he asked me if, first of all, if I were Spanish. And second of all, if my boobs were real.
Wow.
Yeah.
I told you people were going to start asking you that.
I don't know
and
why.
And then he shot himself in the face because he talked to you.
And what'd you say?
No, I didn't. Not really.
That was actually kind of funny in like a bizarre way, Vaughn.
What was your response?
You're awake.
Once in a while.
Because he says what he's thinking.
He said, yo, I just talked to some fat bitch. Her knees were huge.
And then he
you got fat knees, honey.
And then he
see,
ate
it's funny when I do
they're
it.
Kind of fat.
And then he
oh,
ate
now a she's all self-conscious.
Oh.
I think they are kind of fat. He has something.
Mm-hmm. He then ate a bullet.
She's covering her knees with a newspaper now.
Wow.
Lola, don't.
Lola's like, holy shit, you got fat knees.
Ooh, oh my god, look at those knees. I could sleep on those
she's
knees.
She's licking your fucking
cankles. Those look like sore knees. So what was your response to this brother?
Oh, I told him, no, I told him.
I told him yes and no.
I told him yes, I was Spanish.
Are you lying?
She bored
no,
him.
I'm not Spanish. I told him I was from Uruguay, though.
Wow.
You bored him to death.
Mm-hmm. And then what else?
He took a bullet.
He said,
to the base.
I don't remember.
Did you tell him that you were born a man?
No, I didn't tell him that.
What'd you tell him about the breasts?
I'm so sick of fucking Juan. Seriously, Vaughn, I'm sick
Juan?
Of you.
Who the fuck's Juan?
Juan!
You said
she's
Juan.
She's from Uruguay, dude.
I said Vaughn. Maybe
yeah,
she'll listen.
Yeah, she didn't say Juan.
So what'd you say about the breasts?
What'd you
I
say about
remember.
The titties?
It's about the titties.
Lola's, two people
Lola's
actually
Lola's
asked me that. Two people actually asked me that in the past, like, month.
Uh-huh. People are going to ask you to start feeling them, too, because when you're like, no, they're real, they're going to be like,
just
gonna be like
threw
that.
Lola off
the
couch.
What
the
fuck
was that?
She like, sat on me
sat
weird.
Down.
I didn't want her to,
you
like,
throw her off.
I didn't throw her off.
Yeah,
I
did.
Just
you
did.
Now she's going right back to mom.
No, I did. I stole her.
Is that on webcam?
Wow.
No, the webcam's off.
I didn't toss her down. I startled her because I went to, like, lift her up.
Holy shit, just fucked up the dog.
She really did just throw Lola
off. Mom, you
want to
say something about this, Carly?
Lola did go for
a
fucking
throw
fly.
Lola.
Lola did the same thing she always does when something goes wrong.
She goes right
to
mom.
Right
to
me.
It goes and pees on you.
Oh, seriously, mom. she looked like she was going to pee on me.
She peed on me that one
she
day.
She peed on me when I was sleeping that one time.
Yeah, what
was
that?
That was it.
I'm like, she just peed on you. You're like, meh.
Was Lola sleeping too? Like, did Lola wake up and go, I gotta pee. I'm not going nowhere though.
No, she just, I don't know. I was asleep.
I can't sit next to somebody who abuses dogs.
Speaking of dog abusers,
Michael Vick pleading guilty, huh?
Yeah,
yes.
About time.
He has to.
Stupid fucking. Because
like the three people that they got that are also part of this whole thing, they're all gonna nab. They're all gonna rag on him because they all made plea agreements. So he has to actually say, "Yeah, I was. I know what was going on in my state."
And the NAACP offered this statement Never mind.
The Negroes are actually colored.
Wow.
That's actually what they said.
They actually backed out. Yeah.
I forget what we said.
About Al Sharpton? Is he getting involved?
No.
No.
Maybe it's Fro, but not him.
See, they were all pissed because everyone's saying, wow, he's a dog killer. So they came out and said, well, don't say he's a dog killer.
Just yet.
You know,
he's just an African-American.
African-Americans don't kill people.
Guns
kill white people kill people and blame it on African-Americans.
Wow,
they
careful.
They had this
that.
Whole thing. I mean, how can you defend a person who's being charged and has evidence against them that they were fighting dogs?
Oh, they're saying like...
How can you?
They were saying...
They were going to try to.
Well, no, they had everybody who was that knew about it and was doing things about it, like was actually involved in it. They all made plea agreements to rag on him, to pretty much put him under.
Oh, so he's going to take the heat?
He would have spent more time if he actually didn't do the plea. If he didn't take the agreement, he'd be spending more time. He'd probably spend like 10
years.
Oh,
of course.
But now they say the most he can get is 5. And they say most likely he'll get maybe 1 or 2.
I've seen like 18 to 36 months.
Yeah, about 2 years. And then he'll go back. He'll come back to fucking football. Like,
no, he won't come back to football.
Oh, he will.
Let me tell you why he won't. First off, as a quarterback,
he'll try at least.
A quarterback is something you need to do all the time. You can't just stop, take a fucking 2 years off, and come back and be at the level
you were.
What
do you think he's gonna do in the 2 years?
He's gonna be 2 years older.
He's gonna be fucking working out.
He's gonna be sucking black dick.
They will be.
Oh, he ain't gonna be sucking no dick, dude.
How do you know, Vaughn?
He'll be pounding dick. He'll be pounding ass. That's what he'll be doing.
That's how he does, baby.
So, he's gonna have 2 years off. He's gonna be 2 years older. He's a dumb Mugabe anyway.
Wow, nice one. Wow,
so,
that was good.
He ain't gonna be shit. They're not gonna need him in 2 years.
Oh no,
and he looks guilty for other things too.
Anyway?
So just fucking
what,
throw
rape?
The book at him. anyway, I heard the judge that he's gonna be dealing with doesn't take this shit lightly either.
No, I hope
like
not.
He doesn't listen to plea deals. If he thinks you deserve more, then he'll be like, you deserve more. Fucking Shaka Zulu.
Wow, Shaka Zulu. Nice.
Fucking Schwarzer.
Yeah.
And I'm not racist, by the way. I have a color TV.
That's true.
When you get these jokes in your phone?
Is that a Bobby Heenan joke?
text JOKE 24544 to receive your insult of the day. It comes across as audio like Vaughn's voice.
Vaughn is just not having any of it today.
No, well, we kind of, what did we do? We railroaded him right at the beginning of the show.
We threw him down the well.
Yeah,
threw him down. Well, no, you were just being honest with him because he was a little bit out of control on Thursday.
In more ways than one.
It's true.
We won't get into that.
No, we will not.
What was the other way?
He knows.
You know what you did.
I had so much.
What'd he do?
Vaughn, do you have sex with this girl yet?
Wow.
Just come out and say it.
No foreplay.
She's sleeping, so yeah.
Oh, shit!
Woo!
That's why he's all quiet.
Did you
get in the right hole, Vaughn?
Ah! Oh, Lola just cracked her head.
That's enough.
That was her own fault.
Yep, it was.
She's a klutzy little dog.
She didn't get thrown off the couch.
That's all right. I'll do it right now.
Whoop.
So, sorry.
So, Vaughn.
Just elbowing you.
Oh, now he's too cool for the room.
No, what?
What's up?
He's like,
yesterday.
Oh, wow. I slammed their pee out and,
Wow!
Now I'm just gay again.
Wow. I'm wearing my dress, right?
I guess.
Temporary sanity.
Yeah, come on, Vaughn. Wake the fuck up. Take your tampon out.
My tampon's gone, man. I threw it at the freaking crowd a while ago.
What position?
Out in the crowd. We have a live show going on, right?
Did you do it like me, missionary, under the covers?
What, between the covers, you mean?
Without a
fucking hole cut out of them?
No, without God watching.
I know Vaughn probably was spontaneous for Vaughn.
God?
It was in a fucking Johnny on the spot.
Johnny on the spot, no.
In the fucking brown eye.
I can't get you pregnant this way.
That's an exit only. I don't do that.
I don't either. It is fucking gross.
Yeah. Wherever you... there's more... ugh, disgusting.
I wouldn't mind shoving my finger in an asshole, though.
Why not?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He'll shove his finger up there to clean some remnants, but he won't put his penis there.
Oh, my goodness.
It's gross. What if poo gets in the fucking pee hole?
Ah! Gross. You're right. That's why it's an exit only.
That's right. Infection.
Then when you see it, you squeeze it out, it's like a Play-Doh fun.
And it fucking fall off. 2 days. All right, this is pointless.
Okay.
Well, this whole show is pointless. The show's
by the way, I'm trying to get Steve to call the show.
And he won't do it.
And he won't do it because I'm on a train full of blacks, and that's the butt of my jokes.
Wow.
So he's basically just a pussy.
That's awesome, though.
I said, talk quietly and just fucking call the show. I have nothing to talk about.
Oh, dude. He'd just be like, this black guy next to me. He's fucking black guy. fucking nigger.
This is black
smells
guy.
Like peanut butter.
Is this black guy? He's got watermelon seeds in his teeth. I'm scared to death.
I'm scared to death.
Guys, this is fucked up. They're really here. They exist. All right, here's his new text here.
Oh, no.
If I was on the street, I would. Not happening, though. It's almost midnight anyway.
What?
The fuck?
Was he fucking turned to a pumpkin?
A 500-pound pumpkin.
So fuck him. I don't want him on the
show. I'm not going to be talking loudly on the phone in a quiet train car with numerous blacks.
He turns into a blonde.
Numerous coloreds.
He turns into a fat blonde girl. After midnight. So he's got to be careful.
Summer girl.
He doesn't want to rape him. Where the white women at?
Wow. Where are they? I don't know where they are.
I have no idea.
You think you should prohibit rum on Thursday's show?
No,
maybe?
Screw it.
Yeah.
No, he needs it.
It's
okay if he
much.
Does it in moderation.
Yeah.
But
when has he ever done it in moderation?
No, he doesn't get all drunk all the time. You know, he gets a little drunk and he yells and, you know, it's funny. But
he
drinking a pint of fucking rum in under an hour.
That's not healthy,
yes.
Dude.
And
he's
going like to
die of cirrhosis of the liver.
Seriously? You got that?
Here while we sit.
There we go, honey.
He's just going to grab his liver and then puke blood and die.
That's what I'm hoping for.
That's what Vaughn's hoping for.
Mm-hmm.
No. No, Vaughn, no. How's Lola doing?
She's better now.
What does that mean?
She ain't going to get thrown on the floor.
What about you, ma'am?
She's doing better now, brother. Well, that's how she got out, baby.
I got a med phone. I was fucking phone.
Where did you come up with that?
I don't know.
Is that like a saying?
What?
From, like, some communist
slowly
regime?
Slowly and softly?
Yeah. Did somebody actually say that?
No, I just probably made that up right at the minute.
I didn't know it got up slowly and softly.
Yeah, I was.
I didn't know it was like a grassroots movement. That whole communism thing.
Yeah.
Slowly and softly. Seriously, though, Vaughn could say bibb at the end of every sentence, and I would laugh every time.
I would,
no matter how dumb it was.
Go ahead, try it, Vaughn.
No.
No, bubba.
I met your monkey, bubba.
It would be so funny, dude. Bubba.
You haven't dropped the K-bomb tonight, have you?
Which one?
Special K?
I called. I said that at the beginning of the show.
I didn't hear it.
Because she did the whole kike bit at the beginning. I said, yeah, she's getting ready to show off the kike in the beginning.
No, I didn't hear that.
No one was paying attention. Mm.
And Matt was fantasizing about his 700-pound fat
and
his,
was. And his ripe new 16-year-old bride that's turning 16
tomorrow. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. What is a candle he wants her to blow out?
If only she were 700 pounds.
I'm obsessed with 700
if
pounds.
If only she was people. Seven times her current
probably
size.
Probably like five.
Make a wish, baby.
Yes.
Yeah.
Go ahead, give us a baby.
No.
You got any more news about Derek?
I might.
Can we just get the nooses out and hang ourselves now?
Vaughn, that...
No, do it.
You know what?
You're really bringing the show down now.
Yeah, oh, really.
Oh, whoa!
Very good.
Ooh.
Whoa! Baby.
If, wow, that, now bear with me here, Derek might be able to relate to this. That sounded like the eraser from Mario Paint.
Oh, God.
Do you remember what that thing sounded like?
Mario Paint
like
ruled. I used to do Mario Paint with you all the time. Right? We would record it.
Yep.
I would have, like, Mario totally plowing a princess, and then she would just explode.
Oh, we talked about that recently. Just the scream of the screen of cum.
That was the whiteout.
It was just there's the princess and there she goes.
But the best is definitely the internal human combustion.
Yeah, oh, that
Mario
would
be walking along like they just fucking light on fire.
It's true.
I just like my little meaty.
It was good.
Nice.
Anyway, speaking of video games.
What about him? We got a story.
Lose
about
a game of chess to a computer, you might bruise your ego.
Nah.
Lose an arm wrestling match to a Japanese arcade machine, and you could break your arm.
Wow.
Distributor Atlas Company, or a corporation, or one of co, said Tuesday we'll remove all 150 Arm Spirit arm wrestling machines from Japanese arcades after three players broke their arms grappling with the machine's mechanized appendage.
Beautiful.
That's pretty rough.
That is rough.
Pretty rough. They fucking broke the fucking arm. That's pretty rough.
It says the machine isn't that strong, much less so than a muscular arm.
Even the woman should be able to handle it, a spokeswoman said.
She's taking a pee.
Calling the recall a precaution.
Well,
wait, a precaution because three people broke their arms?
Says, we think that maybe some players got overexcited and twist their arms in an unnatural way.
What are they doing? The over the top? What the fuck are they doing? How the fuck can you twist your... they show pictures of it? Because I saw pictures of these things. And it's pretty much what it is a plastic arm set up like set up arm wrestle style. And that's all it is.
Hence the arm wrestling.
Shut the fuck up. and the fact, it just all it does is just, you know, either or. And you could probably break your arm with that. Definitely. If there's a way inside of it to set up the tension.
Yeah.
Yeah, because everybody's different strength.
Yeah, you could probably break your fucking arm.
I've seen that, like, on YouTube, like human on human arm wrestling, and just fucking arms just snap. It's so gross.
Yeah. No, but these are crazy. It looks like one of those. No, the stupid machines you put your fucking hand on.
What country
was
this?
Japan.
Oh, I was going to say if it was China. I was going to say if it was China, they'd be fucking recalling everything.
All they're fucking doing is eating Mighty Max and fucking just sitting around. No wonder their arms are
Mega
brittle.
Mega Max.
No wonder they're fucking brittle.
Mighty Max.
Whatever. Mega Max.
Japan.
Shit. Lauren, I was just looking on the chat room. Somebody wants you to show your boobies on the camera.
Rare.
There's nobody on the chat room. What are you talking about? They all quit.
Different.
Dope.
It says players of armed spirit advanced through 10 levels, battling a French maid, drunken martial arts master, and a chihuahua before reaching the final showdown with a professional wrestler.
Wow. Bruce.
Professional
wrestler. This machine
is
not distributed overseas.
What the fuck just happened?
Wow. Lauren just pulled a fucking Lola. Just kicked a bunch of... No, everything's fine. Just walk away.
I think you killed walk Steve, away. Though. Fucking Steve!
You
fucked up Steve's head like hardcore.
All of a sudden,
she's like, "Why is my head bleeding?" Fuck, oh, I don't
know. Why is my ear still in the headphones and the headphones on the floor?
I'm sorry, Steve.
And look at the dog. The dog is fucking cringing on her.
The dog did just cower into the corner of Matt.
Nice one.
There was an arm wrestling game in Knoebels.
Yeah,
we used to go. It was always impossible. I can never do it.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Like what?
It's just like I mean, this was old. This was probably from like real early 80s.
Did the thing just like kind of like wind down towards you? It was
yeah, pretty much. It was like, it looks like a
just
big.
Like, what?
Yeah, he was like, oh my God.
There's no way I can beat this.
Oh my God.
It looks like a big paper mache hand. But it must be like fiberglass or something.
Oh, it wasn't wrapped in cement?
Fiberglass. No.
Was it a Hulk glove?
Fiberglass.
Glass.
Yes.
Fiberplast is something, too.
Is it something?
Yes,
right?
It is.
Carly?
I learn something new every day.
Yeah.
I think so.
I don't know.
It's like a plaster version
Matt,
of fiber.
Come on.
Glass.
What? You know, is fiberblast real?
Fiberplast?
Fiberblast.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah. And could be used to
see?
Make.
Now, if I would have said fiberblast, now I would have like said, no, you're a guy. You're stupid. You're just like Vaughn.
Yeah. Right.
You're just like him.
Can you keep the puppy away from Vaughn's feet?
And away from Lauren.
Wow.
Well, no, because I just don't want her over there by all the cables.
It's true.
Or Vaughn's feet.
Or Vaughn's toes.
Or Vaughn's smelly toes.
I liked you once.
I don't want her dropping dead.
I don't like his toes.
Vaughn just said another funny.
I missed them. Sorry.
I liked you once.
Well, I just sprayed his feet with this. So. Yeah, no, Lauren, she sprayed his feet with some stuff.
So now you threw the dog across the fucking room.
No, this is edible.
It cowered in the corner.
And now she sprayed the dog in the face
with spray.
And
you're trying to fucking poison it.
No, it's not. This is edible. It's okay.
You killed
the
dog.
I tried mouth.
You almost fucking decapitated Steve.
Why is the dog dead? Oh, wait, because she's killed
her. I tried some of it. It's not bad.
That was good, Vaughn.
Yeah.
Sprayed in Vaughn's mouth. Why is the dog dead? Oh, wait, because you killed her.
Fucking body checked her
off. Way to go, Lauren Vick.
Nice.
Your cankles strike again.
Very nice.
You want to fight her against Vaughn real quick before you kill her?
We should have a thing set up in a webcam.
You drop her from the roof?
Next week, where fucking Vaughn and Lauren just go at it.
Oh, mud wrestle.
No. Like a little thing right on the floor, just fucking flipping around and whatnot.
Wow. It won't be good.
No.
Vaughn can wear
Vaughn's not going to be here.
I'll pull out my old onesie.
No,
Steve.
I might.
Steve Vaughn's not going to be here.
I'm actually show up for that if we're actually going to have that. I'd
well, you and Christine can wrestle.
Lauren can wear my shock singlet.
Be here for that.
I like Christine.
Oh, you do?
She's nice.
Oh. We should set them
she
up
likes
by
you.
A little.
I don't like her.
Oh.
I don't like her.
It seems to be an ongoing theme.
Ongoing
show.
Maybe she can pin your knees behind your head and
fuck
you up the ass with a dildo.
Perhaps.
Christine?
Yeah, maybe she can strap one on for you.
Yeah.
She
wants
to Lauren, try. Why don't you try on Vaughn's bra?
If she wants to try.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you guys could like switch clothes real quick or something. That'd be funny.
That'd be good for ratings.
These are fucking liars.
Yeah.
Lauren, why don't you try on all the, I don't know, all the duct tape he's got holding back
over.
His titties.
No.
Fucking douche.
What are you talking about, dude?
I never big ten.
Fucking douche.
Fucking douche.
Fucking.
Dingle doggle, someone's calling you.
Yeah.
Is that?
I don't know.
What'd someone you do? Trying to call?
I don't know. I just pushed the reject button. I got scared.
Nice.
I think it was
I got
Steve.
Scared.
I think it was Steve.
Wait, you got the reject button? Try it again. Oh. Call him back.
Anyway.
Who was it?
I have no idea.
I think it was Steve.
Probably was.
Maybe it was. Probably. Maybe those black guys got off the train.
Nice.
There's enough white guys here. I can call in.
Yeah, well, just, yeah, okay. We stopped off him a touching, and they all got off.
The train stopped, and a Klansman got on and sat next to him.
Oh, I feel
I'm
safe
now. I could say Negro all I want.
His hood gives me better reception.
I can say Brillo hair and fat lips.
Wow.
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 Whoops,
that's
a daisy.
That's just what he would say.
Yeah. You're right.
What's wrong, Lauren?
Nothing.
You got the vomit taste in your mouth?
Oh, nice.
Like always.
What vomit taste?
What's going on with James Brown? More DNA? He's got more
he's
children?
He's still not buried yet?
He's still ain't
no,
buried?
No, he's
no.
fucking
no,
buried.
I think...
he's got to be.
No, he's not.
The new story is that there was a woman, I guess, that claimed to be... Like
a,
one
oh,
of his
yeah.
kids. Mm-hmm.
The mother to the most children out of everyone?
I don't know. But basically, I don't know.
The woman he was having an affair with while he was still married to the woman he was married before he died.
So he's still not buried, though?
Last time I heard he wasn't. That was back in March. I think they resolved that by now.
I don't know. I never heard of it.
Because they were his family. His family was having a... They wanted to create his home into like the new Graceland for the blacks.
Oh, that's right.
And but they didn't know where to bury him. They wanted either like how Presley's buried in the front yard, right? They wanted to do the same thing.
They're gonna call it like Maceland or something.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. New Harlem. Who the fuck knows?
New Harlem.
Fucking West Harlem. But they supposedly they kept him in one of the rooms, like in ultra chill.
But what?
Yeah,
they kept him a la
like
Walt Disney.
Four or five different air conditioners in the
cryostasis.
Room. No. Walt Disney isn't cryostasis, you psycho.
I'm joking.
He was nicely cremated and left in a yard.
Okay.
It didn't even say if he's buried yet. I guess he must be. Otherwise, they would have brought it up that he's still.
And they probably
lying
somewhere.
I think
probably
he's still in them fucking walking.
No, he got buried a while ago.
He had about a dozen DNA tests were performed since he died.
I wonder if he's a pure skeleton by now.
It's got to look fucking
with that
nasty.
Fucking fro still going.
It's got to be.
And he was an ugly fuck when he was alive.
He pretty much was.
Well, he was black.
Oh.
No, there was a handful of years where the man was actually decent.
I'm half
looking.
Black.
I'm
half black,
sorry, what was that?
I'm half black.
Well, I'm half Jew.
You're half black now.
Yeah, my lower half.
Do you have the news story you pulled up? I found it.
Yes.
Get it?
I have
you
it.
Get it, Lauren?
There's nothing.
Yeah, I get it.
Do you get
Thank
it?
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Like she was looking around like
his penis.
What's no, I mean? Gave you the
he's
oh,
fucking
God
cack.
Look. Not the,
oh, okay.
Not the I don't get it look. Mm-hmm. But Vaughn's feet really smell so
no one cares.
I have a headache.
What the fuck
I have
on?
Such a bad
then
headache.
Sit somewhere else, you dumb bitch. God damn it.
Whoa!
You dumb bitch.
Seriously, Vaughn.
You were told. You were fucking warned.
I know. I will never sit in between.
Thank you.
Well, Vaughn, I will never sit by.
I don't care. What do you got, Derek?
Come here, Lauren.
Oh.
Yeah, waft under that armpit. Fucking sitting right there.
Ew.
Waft under that armpit. That's what he said.
Breathe it in deep.
Vaughn does so much remind me of like 98 Steve.
As
in
what?
Me. As in me. Just saying
what?
Stupid shit like that.
Yeah.
Waft under his arm. Like, I would say something, you'd be like, that doesn't make sense. Like, yeah,
why'd
right.
you say that?
98, Steve.
98.
What's going on with the perverted justice founder?
Oh, no.
Oh,
stupid,
oh, is he getting in trouble
shit?
For fucking kids?
Did he get caught?
The pudgy, pacey, and exceedingly creepy founder
Matt?
Of perverted justice, no. The online vigilante group that NBC News pays to lure in gap-tooth perverts. Why gap-tooth?
Lure in.
And why lure?
Lure in.
Yeah.
Ones that come willingly every week. Because they want what they're going to get.
They narrowly escaped the taste of his own medicine last week. On August 10th, a judge in Oglethorpe County, Georgia.
Ogle.
That's what I said.
Right.
I know.
Oglethorpe.
Is that anywhere near Cobb County?
I
Maybe.
Know
Probably is.
Ishii did previously that he solicited. His name is Xavier Von Erich.
Wow.
Or Erk. Erk? E-R-C-K?
Erk.
Solicited child molestation, statutory rape, or attempted child molestation, or attempted statutory rape.
See? These fucking ne'er-do-wells are the biggest fucking psychopaths out there.
Carly, someone's going to call. You have to answer it.
It's always the biggest kid toucher is the one who's trying to find the other kid touchers.
Biggest.
I'm not kidding. Listen to what he's getting fucking put up on.
Sadly, it's not quite as deliciously ironic as it sounds.
Oh my
shit!
There's no evidence yet that Von Erich is a secret pedophile. The case stems from a rather novel legal theory pursued by Robert E. White, who's some. Why are we reading?
I don't know.
The elder thinks that he, by posting as a 15-year-old girl during online chats with his son, actually solicited the younger.
Nice.
Really? Into him showing up in Dateline at the Dateline house. Basically, what they're saying is he was going on the internet acting as a 15-year-old boy, so he was soliciting child molestation.
Really?
So now they're trying to get him for that because, you know.
Good.
Because apparently he's a ne'er-do-well.
Good. Fuck him.
So wait, he was pretending to be a 15-year-old.
Oh, I forgot. Vaughn doesn't like the perverted justice.
I don't like the whole idea of it.
Well, no. I heard the perverted justice owner is going to be jumping out of Lauren's sister's cake today.
Nice.
to bust Matt and Steve today. That was too many today's. Wow.
What are you doing?
You forgot the paperwork.
Hey, long-haired boy. I want to talk to you about.
Okay.
That's just
when was the last time you saw your penis?
What? What are you talking about?
I don't know what you're talking about.
She's my friend.
It's very Matt's cute. Just sitting there eating cookies.
Is somebody calling?
These are great cookies.
Somebody have a caller.
So we got somebody calling in.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
This is Eric.
Oh, hello, Eric.
Hey, Eric.
Hey, how you doing, Eric?
Oh, founder of the Aristocrats.
Why?
That?
Who? You're cutting out.
I just wanted Steve to tell the Fible story before you guys left.
Oh no!
God.
You know what? I unfortunately, Eric, the past couple years are a blur.
Yeah, right.
And I don't remember much of the story. I'm sure Matt remembers it fucking word for word.
How could you not remember the fact that you fucked a Fible doll?
Because I don't want to talk about it.
What more is there?
That's about it.
That's it.
All right, listen.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go.
The story about the chink getting his dick caught in the vacuum cleaner are prompted me to try to call in.
Naturally.
Nobody was answering. So,
wait. You guys. You were how old, Steve?
Matt, you seriously have to help me out.
You couldn't have been no older than six years old.
Wait, did you can't kick him off?
I don't know what I did.
No,
I was young. It was elementary school.
So what'd you do to this communist?
From birth,
he was like, "Fuck communism!"
From birth, honestly, I've been the horniest dude out there.
Still now?
Definitely still now because I just wanted to look at boobies constantly.
Wow. Yes,
but anyway,
boobies.
I guess I was probably about 5 to 6 years old, and I had a huge ass erection.
A huge,
massive. Someone's calling you. Goulet.
Someone's calling.
We already got the story started.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the show's almost over.
All right.
Who's that? Just get the story done
because I gotta go to bed.
Again.
Fuck him.
I'm gonna fire.
Wow.
It out. Wow, Vaughn, relax, man.
Sorry,
baby.
baby. Okay.
So I had this fucking rocket
boner.
I had this rocket boner going. And I was like 5 or 6 years old, and I knew what to do because I was a horny kid, so I was always watching like my dad's porns at that age and everything.
No,
and I knew what to do, but I didn't have anything to do it with, so I just fucking looked at Fievel and I was like, "What's up, baby?" I just cut a little fucking slit in this little fucking
wow, cup. And you strapped it on.
And I humped
you
it a little
did
bit.
Not.
Oh my goodness!
I mean, I couldn't do anything. I couldn't. Like,
you
finish.
Sodomized Fievel. Was Fievel a boy?
That's awesome. Yes.
It's a male Jew mouse.
Yes, you're right.
It is.
You have hit all the right buttons.
It was the best sex I ever had, baby.
I think Eric wants you to get more in detail there because he's probably got a hard on
my,
right
my
now.
My brain, I had too many concussions growing up. I don't really remember much.
Yeah. He wants to know the exact procedure.
He wants to know the exact procedure because he's probably got a hard on
Fievel
doll.
Did he buy one?
No.
I can show him where to cut it.
Yeah,
I remember that.
And he's probably squeezing. And I remember
it was the best sex
right,
I ever had.
Right underneath the tail. Right
it was there. The best sex I ever had. He's
probably squeezing on that loose skin of his. Especially because 5 hours
like two little mouse teeth in the front.
Wow.
And they'll nibble on it.
Wow. How big was this 5 doll?
It's pretty big. I had the same one. It was like it's like
it
this
was
big.
Pretty
big.
Bang.
It's like a good. It's like a good little over a foot.
And you've got a big poofy hat.
You could bang it. You could pull its legs apart. What? Get in there, nice. Jesus.
All that early practice.
That's not the only thing I fucked that was stuffed either.
And we'll leave it at that.
And after these messages,
other things had. Oh, I don't know. Apples in their mouths on a spit.
No.
What? Ew.
I had one of those pillow people. Remember those things?
Yes. What, the Macho Man type things?
No. Pillow people.
Yeah.
They were just pillow-shaped things, like not like the wrestling buddies that were actually person-shaped. Just like a pillow with arms and feet.
Yeah, like they had different designs. Like one was like a window. I
had a boxer. I had one. It looked kind of like SpongeBob, actually.
Did you hump it?
No.
There's nothing wrong with you, man. I was a horny kid, though. That's basically what it came down to. Yeah.
And he blasted Fievel right in the ass. That Fievel. He'll never mess with a good old US of A.
And I lasted just as long as I do now.
Never want to come here again.
Two pumps, I was out cold.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yes. So, I'm gross.
Yeah, that was a weird way to end the show.
Yes.
Here's an even weirder way to end the show.
Uh-oh.
I remember Steve. They were taking a wall down in your house.
Oh no,
liar!
Oh, am I?
You were fucking walls.
So apparently, Steve wrong? Not only was a horny child, but he was also a very shitty child.
Shitty.
You shat yourself a lot. So one day, Steve shat himself. How old were you?
Oh my god! I keep telling that story.
Why not?
You're a fucking liar. You're a fucking liar.
So he shat himself.
I shit my pants trying to blow one out. Go ahead.
Took his underwear off and put it between, I guess, inside the wall.
Right.
Kind of.
Like, what was basically. It? A hole or something?
Yeah, it was like this. They were redoing the wall that went down into my basement. And there was like this ledge, like about 8 feet up, that I knew no one was ever going to be able to get into. And then in between the wall was hollow where the insulation would be.
Yeah.
And I just chucked them up there because I didn't want no one to find them.
Yeah. So years later, what happens? They took the wall down, right?
No, they never got to it.
Oh, they never got
to
him?
They never got to him.
Oh, they were going to.
Yeah.
And so he's asking me, he said, it would have disintegrated by now, right? Like, yeah, because that's what clothes do. They disintegrate.
Yeah, well, there's like moths and stuff that go, there's cotton.
And there's also feces on it.
Yeah, but wouldn't the feces rot the underwear?
Feces would go quicker, I think. I think than the cotton underwear. I think the feces
right now, there's a little
faster.
Fucking stained tidy whitey.
Little transformer.
In between the wall.
Transformers, please. What? They're fucking BVDs. You did it like 4 years ago.
I was nervous before graduation.
Is that what it was?
Before graduation.
No, I was about the same round, a little bit, about the same time as Fievel.
Wow. Fievel.
Fievel.
I asked Fievel to wipe my ass and he didn't want to do it.
So, wait.
So, like, you've never done anything like that before.
What, fuck a Fievel doll? No.
No, shit your pants and hide the underwear. Somehow.
Oh, we already talked about that.
So, if your parents ever sell the house.
I've never hit the underwear. I've thrown them right out.
Somebody sell the house, the neighbor's going to have a nice fucking pair of undies.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
I found a wrapped, it must have been a present, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, like. What the fuck was it? It was almost like a Colorform set or something.
Okay.
When we first moved into our newest house.
Over there. I remember that.
Yeah, my father's like, hey, check this out. It was sealed and everything.
Uh-huh.
I guess somebody must have hit it there. Maybe it was a present.
Forgot about it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It was awesome.
And then when they take the walls out of Steve's place.
I'm surprised it didn't disintegrate.
Shitfuls of shitfuls.
You still have it now?
Colorforms
do.
Yeah, it didn't disintegrate. You know, that stuff doesn't happen.
Damn it.
You ever go in the Hard Rock Cafe and see just, like, disintegrating clothes on the wall?
True. But awesome. None of them have shit on it. Like,
they probably do.
Like, the underwears were white. And now they weren't white when I wet my ass with them and threw them up there. They were completely submerged in brown.
Wow.
Oh! And do we end the show that way?
Like, poo's white. Get out of here.
We will be here this Thursday with comedian Chris Johnston.
Yep.
And,
our number one fan.
And the obedient.
And our number one American fan, Christine.
Christine from the chat room. You may recognize her breast from the chat room.
Perhaps.
An all-around.
Her fucking trips.
An all-around cringe humor fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So, all right, good night.
Cringehumor.com.
Lola is trying to read the paper.
ChrisCrestRadio.com.
See you all later.
Steve.
Baby.
One more week. We're going to miss you.
Yeah. All
right. Say goodbye to Vaughn because we're not gonna see him for a whole week.
No, Vaughn, we switch this Thursday. To Sunday, Vaughn. Bye, Vaughn.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Vaughn. You fat
pecker. We'll miss
pecker.
You.
Eric, you fat douchebag.